Paris Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Well, a very good evening to you out there and this most wonderful and historic of evenings here in the Kingdom, of course, as we're getting ready to welcome the All-Ireland champions, as well as Brendan Martin back here to the Kingdom. And of course, we're coming live this evening from the Glebe Car Park here in Killarney. And what a wonderful place it is this evening. The sun has come out. There's crowds of people beginning to gather. There really is something on around the place. The flags are flying. There's great colour. There's great, I suppose, anticipation. And of course, why wouldn't there be? Because 31 long years of waiting, and we will all get out later on to welcome our heroes and the whole lot. And it's wonderful because we're talking about the green and gold, and it's a fabulous, fabulous tradition. It's a fabulous colour. But now we have fabulous ambassadors as well going to Croke Park on the biggest day of all and coming away knowing that they are better than anybody else in the land, and that is no doubt we will welcome them this evening. Now, this evening there is also no better place in the whole of Ireland than to listen to us here on Radio Kerry, because we are bringing you the whole homecoming live from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We're going to have the players on the stage, we're going to have players building up to, we're going to have the punditry, something that we've been lacking, I suppose, for over the last three decades, because we've certainly been searching hard for Brendan. But he will be here, he'll be here at 7:30. He is in the county already, of course, and he's making his way around there, Knocknagoshal and Castle Ireland. We'll also have stars building up the game to us, of course, and previewing Sarah Hoolan and Aisling Desmond, and so it's the biggest all-star of them all, Dan Kearney, maybe to look back on how yesterday was won and lost. But before we do all that, let's whet the appetite. Have a listen to this.
Ashna O'Connell's having a brilliant game so far for the Kingdom. Oh, she'll get a brilliant pass of moving. O'Connell again sets a player free, a chance here.
Yes!
And it's a goal! It's a goal!
It's Aoife Delane!
Aoife Delane has hit the back of the net, and Ashna O'Connell did so much to help her as well. I didn't expect her up in that part of the pitch, but there'd be bonfires at Connolly Park. Being chased by two Galway players and coming at pace. Here comes Hannah goal!
Yes!
Hannah O'Donnell!
Yes!
We said it! She's dangerous, and if she came off the bench, she would be pure danger.
Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall of fame. Yeah.
Looking for Hannah, an Eden ball. Will this be wrapped up by Denise? Oh, yes, it will! Emma Denise has hit the back of the net. Kerry's third goal. They're watching from defence to attack. 3-14 for Kerry. Galway 9 points.
And you'll be on the walls of the Hall of Fame.
Go the distance, you can run the mile.
To the players on my left, you're a fantastic bunch, and you're a mighty bunch to go to war with. And my God, we're going to celebrate this one. We've waited 31 long years for this, so we're going to celebrate it. Kerry!
Your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
sitting in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
I suppose there's something special, like, obviously Kerry haven't won since I've been born, and 1993, like, to see the likes of Mary Jo Kern in the crowd, and, you know, to go over to her after the game, like, they're absolute legends of Kerry football, and then for them to come along on our journey and support us, you know, like, we're kind of setting an example for the new kids and the next generation. So it's unbelievable to be able to bring the Brendan Martin Cup back home to Kerry.
Be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers.
Perseverance can be a stubborn trait, but that's something myself and himself and this gang of girls have in absolute spades. I'm still hoping that I don't wake up in the morning and this has just been a dream, but look, I'm going to say it now and that's it, but a lot of people question our mental toughness. There's a lot of people out there who've got to eat their words this week, and especially today with that performance by that bunch of girls. They shut up a lot of people, and you know what? I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, Cullum, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. They've brought me through the ups and downs of football, and there was a lot of downs, and they had to deal with a lot, but absolutely delighted to share this moment with them today. And there was friends there crying that that haven't cried in a long time. But look, it means an awful lot to the people of Kerry, and look, there's a young team there, so Kerry ladies is in safe hands.
There you go, the wonderful Louise Nivera Hurtig ending that audio. And of course, she is an All-Ireland champion. She has the medal. She's on the way home. And the amount of young children that are queuing up here already, waiting for the autograph, waiting for Louise to get that autograph. And of course, that brings in that there's a fantastic little autograph book out there as well by the Kerry ladies. They're flying it around there. But they're telling you, please bring your own pen, because obviously you won't get an autograph without it. Now, there was another big battle yesterday here in the kingdom, and another famine was ended, with Abby Dorney putting 50 years of hurt as well behind him to capture the Garvey Super Value Hurling Senior Championship title. And watching the game there were our usual pundits, Richard and James McCarthy. James McCarthy, you didn't predict it, but even the likes of you can't begrudge this one to Abby Dorney.
Donald, how are you doing? Not at all, of course not. They've waited a long, long time, and in fairness, James O'Connor and the lads, yes, they really, really deserved it. They were top class right from start to finish. They got all their matchups right. They won every personal battle from 1 to 15. Every Abidorian player played to their max. And I was delighted to see them. You know, it's nice to have new. We've had four different winners in the last 4 years. It's like 90s hurling, All Ireland again. You know, in the 90s, hurling had a rejuvenation. We had Clare coming, we had Wexford, we had Offaly, we had all different winners. Kerry County Championship's kind of going through its own 90s now at the minute, with four different winners in the last 4 years. But yeah, in no unfairness.
And every one of the big eight, we'll call it, have won, of course, since 2000 as well, which is quite amazing. So all those big famines have been sorted, Crotty sorted last year, Abby Dorney. Did the intensity of Abby Dorney take you breath away? Did you expect it? I mean, they didn't give Belly Duff one chance to rest or settle or anything yesterday.
No. Do you know what I want? They got their matchup banging on. Like, they doubled Matt Podge, okay, and that was the winning of the game. Stephen Egan and Ron Donovan double mark Podge. It wasn't a sweeper system, it was a double marking job, like Causeway did to Shane Conway a couple of years ago in a county final. It worked. Negate their biggest influence inside, and that cut off. And by the end, fairness, even Luke Rochford was marked by Jed Mansell, eventual man of the match, and James O'Connor took Jack Goulding. David Orney won those three battles, and that was it. The game was won from there. The game was actually won at half time virtually, because they had snuffed out Belly Duff totally. Belly Duff had no reply to Abby Dorney's hunger, ravenous hunger, and you know, and their skill. Abby Dorney were a better team. We make no doubt about this. They were the better team, and I know they won by 7 points in the end. It could have been more. Belly Duff just kind of resorted to the long ball to Podge, and poor Podge was double marked. Couldn't get there. Luke Ross was knocked by Jed Mansell. As I said, Jack Goulding was well taken care of by Jamesy. They had no outlets. So Abby Dorney seemed to have Oisín Mansell inside and causing trouble at all angles. And Mike Leary, of course, the man mountain. So it was a great day for them. They got everything right.
He must have the biggest hand in our Kerry, does he?
If you want to get a game right, bang on. Help plan. Yeah.
He must have the biggest hands in North Kerry, does he, Mr. Leary? I mean, he went up with such ease, plucked balls out. I mean, and it's not an easy thing to do with a crowd of Belly Duff hurlers around you on County Championship Day, but he produced it. And even for his family, I mean, there was two of them on, three of them by the end of the whole lot. Speak to me, James, about that feeling of family, because Abby Dorney's a small place, as are all the clubs probably in North Kerry. But I mean, there's that small community, and it would have meant so much to them. But it goes back to what it compares for families and the amount of time and effort and the whole lot that families put into it. So speak to me about that and how that feels out there.
It's, you know, Donnelly, kind of, it takes me back a little bit. You kind of jealous of that feeling. Like, we've won ten championships the last number of years, but the very first one again, what that means, it was like, you see the emotion on the pitch afterwards, it was fellas almost in tears. Like, it's a different type of emotion. That emotion is so unique, so you couldn't bottle it, Donnelly. You couldn't find it. You can't buy it. You can't do anything. You can't ever find that emotion that's there after a long famine like that. We had it only after 30 years. Abidorney had it after 50 years. Crotty had it after 65 years last year. that feeling is unbelievable. And like, yeah, the only people have felt that now on Sunday afternoon, as you say, they just hung around the pitch for hours. They were saying, not at 10 o'clock, I said, at 7 o'clock. They were just hanging around because you had to suck it up. You had to soak in that feeling and really feel, we've won a championship. We have done it. Finally, our voyage is ended. We won't say it's ended, but it has. We've come to our destination, as I say, and we finally got that championship. And they had the Nealis playing in Abidorian tonight. They had their last night, and I'm sure they have it for another year. They're champions now. They won't be dethroned for another year, and good luck to them and fair play to them. I'm delighted for them and for all involved in the club. There's been people in the club for many, many years that have had hard times on it. And you know yourself, when you're down, you've been beaten, you think, Jesus Christ, there's no light in the tunnel. But when you see a day like yesterday, you say, Christ, that's why you keep going.
Yeah, absolutely, it is why you keep going. Richard Foran, you on the line as well, hopefully. Hello, Richard. There's about a 24 second delay on the meeting. Come here, Richard. I'd say Richard is walking around the house. We might go back to James, maybe. James, for Ballyduff, I mean, yesterday they would have went into that final, I suppose, knowing that, you know, the odds of them wanting to win and trying to get over the top and the whole lot. But they looked kind of, maybe for the first time in a while, they just didn't have the answers. Or was that just the complete intensity that Abby Dorney brought?
I think, you know, Dorney, the physical battle as well. And well done to Abby Dorney. They're huge team. They're a big team. And you know what it was? The referee played it that way as well. With Kilmaley and Ballyduff the week before, the referee kind of gave a few soft reads here and there. We were kind of saying, talking about it. But with the referee yesterday, very few frees. You had to really work hard for your frees. I think even Paddy might have got four frees. Mike Leary got maybe five or six. Like, it was hard going. He let it go. And that suited the bigger, I mean, only the bigger, stronger, physical guys. And as I said, they were ravenous. And we've always said, Donald, you know yourself, hunger is a great sauce. Like Kerry ladies yesterday, they've had defeat and everything. Like when they won, you could see the hunger was there. So they were not going to be denied. And Abby Dorney weren't going to be denied yesterday. And when I say, if that game went on until this morning, Ballyduff were not going to beat them yesterday. They just had everything pinpoint. Abby Dorney, must give them credit there. All their players, their defence was brilliant. James Connor, Jed Mansell, Ronan Donovan, Stephen Egan, all of them were absolutely superb. Then they had the Learys, throwing the three Learys, Michael Brindon, and like Daniel Fogarty, was brilliant, and Oisín Mansell up front, incredible. They were just, you couldn't name an Abidorian player who let the team down yesterday. Every one of them were superb, ravenous and mad for it.
And of course, All-Ireland is the title of the evening. Two more All-Irelands secured today. Of course, Finan McAsee retaining his Puck Father title, which is amazing. You know, first of all, we were so delighted he won it, but now he's after retaining it, which is fantastic. And a big congratulations as well to Matthew O'Sullivan. He won the under-16 All-Ireland title, which is fantastic. The future possibly bright, Richard, out in Ballyhigh. Particularly, we were talking about Ballyhigh, the way that Abby Dorney had defeated him. Maybe now Ballyhigh's ratings mightn't be as watery as James might have thought.
I won't comment. He's my own creator. No, but well, first of all, congratulations to Pionon and to Matthew. You know, two guys from neighbouring parishes winning the All Ireland Puck Father. Absolutely fantastic, and congratulations to both of them. And we're here getting ready to welcome Matthew home later on. So we're looking forward to a great evening. A man, I was in Croke Park, getting ahead of myself, in Austin Stack Park yesterday evening, and a guy nudged me and he says, "Do you know what, Ballyhigh mightn't have been that bad after the game?" And I says, "Yes, you know." So I think you asked earlier there with regard to Abby Dorney and were you surprised at how good they were? I suppose coming from Ballyhigh, I wasn't, because we saw how they were in the semi-final. But yesterday, they were absolutely fantastic. And I think I mentioned in the previous programme as well, there was a lot of talk about their forwards and Michael and Oisín, absolutely fantastic. But I was saying, you know, that their defence is also excellent, you know. And I've always said it, and I'm sick of saying it on Terrace Talk, that I think that James O'Connor is probably the most underrated defender in Kerry. And I have no hesitation in saying that he should have seen more action with Kerry. You know, he's one of those players whom I rate very, very highly. And yesterday we saw it. But I suppose it wasn't just James yesterday. I think it was just the whole defence. You know, you had, Jed as well, and Deneen and Clifford and Egan and I know Donovan inside as well. And of course you had Michael O'Leary, you know, what a man, you know, what a powerhouse when he gets the ball in the paw, you know, absolutely fantastic. So as James suggested, they were ravenous, and you know, people were saying, could they judge them on the performance against Ballyhigh? And well, they answered their critics yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Ronan Donovan, I mean, absolutely immense. His father, Francie, he played a wing back, I think, in 1974. So there's a link there, of course. And of course, we had Tony Behan in as well one night with us as well. So there's a nice link there as well. I mean, from your own take of talking to Abby Dorney supporters today, of which I presume they were all texting you and congratulating you and all that for saying that the defence were going to hold up, because James had written them off completely. But what's the feeling around Abby Dorney? They're having their celebrations this evening as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I was speaking to a few people there now, and I suppose what I said yesterday was that it was a tight game towards the end, that the experience of Bailey would pull through, and that Abby Dorney would have to hit the ground running, and Abby Dorney hit the ground running, and that was that, you know what I mean? And there was no answer. You know, I thought that some of the Bailey players, like Jack Sullivan, a few more, they battled manfully, but Abby Dorney had the measure of them, you know. But no, they're totally fired up. And even today, I saw the video of Matthew O'Sullivan when the plaque was being presented to him, and someone shouted up Abby Dorney. We'll have to find out who that person is up on the Cooley Mountain.
We set up our asses,
same thing ever seen.
But you know, it was absolutely fantastic. And sure, I know what it was like in 92 when Ballyhigh had waited for so long and the emotion that was there. But you know, they're a serious side, Abby Dorney, and you know, I think it was great to see Oisín Mansell back. I don't like picking individual players up, but down through the years, and you know, one of my own young fellas here would have played with him up along, and we know the serious quality that Oisín Mansell has. And I was chatting to him, and he said that when they won that title above in Mallow there, the inter-county title, and they beat Galway in the final, but they played Kilkenny before that, and Oisín got a ball somewhere on the centre back line and straight up the field and rattled the net, you know, against the Kilkenny outfit. So you have some serious players there. But I go back again, you know, a lot of people were talking about the Abby Dorney attack, but you know, we have to look at how brilliant their defence also is and how well they performed yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Come here, speak to me about Jed Mansell's performance yesterday, because I mean, I won't say, well, it was obviously one for the ages in the county final, but and he was of many, I suppose, in that back line, but he edged ahead for player of the game.
We'll ask you, James.
Go work away. No, I said it was between Jade and James yesterday. They were two more neck and neck. They were brilliant, two of them. Brilliant.
They were fantastic. Come here to me, Richard. We're going to pick the team of the championship next week. We'll sit on it for another week, and we'll go through it and the whole lot. But who would have thought at the start of this championship we'd be talking about putting maybe what, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Abby Dorney fellas on it?
Come on now. Look, we praise them. But don't. Come on, don't. Ballyhigh and the other three from Ballyhigh, is it?
back in the corner forward.
But on
a serious note, you know, if you look at, again, I go back to the defence, a lot of those guys will be putting up their hands for inclusion, you know. The three O'Learys, Oisín Mansell, they will, you know, all joking aside, there will be a lot of the only boys on that team because of the sheer quality and, you know, I mean, the sheer performance that they had in the final. Now, we can debate about their performance against Ballyhigh, but you know, and were Ballyhigh tired and this turnaround and what have you, but you can only judge on the day and whether Ballyhigh had a short turnaround or what. You can't blame Abby Dorney for that, but they, I mean, the fact of the matter is that they were absolutely imperious in both of those games, and you know, there will be a lot of Abby Dorney guys who will be on that team, but it's fantastic, it's great for hurling to see all these lads. But and I always say this, we need to get these lads in the green and gold Gansey. You have all these players out there who are brilliant, they're playing brilliant club hurling, but we need to see them playing for Kerry.
absolutely. Well, listen, lads, we thanks very much for everything. It's a bit shorter this evening because obviously we have plenty green and gold Genzies here in the Glebe car park at the moment, filling up nicely. And a big congratulations to Abby Dorney out there and their celebrations. And of course, they're on the double celebration as well because they're bringing back two All Ireland senior football ladies medals back with them as well. There's two Abby Dorney girls on that Kerry senior panel. James and Richard, we'll talk next week.
Thanks a million, Donald.
Yep, God bless, fair play to them. James McCarthy and Richard O'Foran. Now we're here in the Glebe car park building up for the homecoming, the only homecoming that you will see Brendan Martin coming home. It's the 12th time that he is on his way back to Kerry, and I can definitely say this is probably the most significant because he hasn't been here in 31 years, and it's, the car park is filling up. I see Del White out there as well, a former Kerry captain, inside in the crowd, and it's one of the things that's absolutely fantastic because there is that link between the old team, and we'll say the team of this year, and many other years, of course, because I suppose wearing that green and gold jersey, as we said earlier, you know, it's something special, something to be cherished, and it doesn't really matter whether you're it's a male jersey or a female jersey, you put it on, and that's why we're asking people to get down here to the Glebe car park. You have a good hour, I'd say, to get down here to get your meet your stars. They'll be going on stage, all going well, around 7:30 this evening. That might come with a bit of a health warning, of course. A couple of comments coming in. What a brilliant win. Congratulations to a great team. Well done, the ladies. So very proud of you up the kingdom. So delighted for Lorraine Scanlon. What a performance when she came on, and she's given so much to the cause. Absolutely, I'll echo that's a fantastic one. Fabulous win by the Kerry ladies, Donal. We are so proud of our 5 Nigel players. Great ambassadors for our club. Great future there as well. Yeah, absolutely fantastic on the field as well. 2 of them yesterday. Well done, ladies. Great achievement. Hannah O'Donoghue was amazing. Well, Hannah O'Donoghue is amazing all the time when she goes on the field. 1-2 scored in the matter of minutes, and hopefully there'll be a good crowd from the Black Valley coming in this evening to support her as well. A great win, Donal. Well done, Danielle, and all the team from all the supporters in Stagmount. Absolutely, Stagmount. A huge poster of Danielle O'Leary actually on the road out to Rathmore if you were heading towards the Cork side. A big, big poster for Danielle, and no doubt it'll stay up there. And I suppose they can nearly put All Ireland champion on it now, as maybe as well. Congratulations and well done, girls. Thanks for a heart stopping performance. And what a goal by Aoife Delane. Yeah, it was a fantastic goal by Aoife Delane. You probably would have got huge odds on Aoife Delane scoring the first goal in an All Ireland final. She took her chance well. She came in, caught Lynch, of course, got injured earlier on the campaign. Aoife really made her own way. And Aoife, believe it or not, became the 60th medal. The 60th medal to bring back to the Rockies there in Austin Stacks, and they'll be celebrating that no doubt as well. And the last one for now before we go on for a break, well done to the Kerry senior ladies squad and backroom team. Fantastic win, so delighted for Megs, who made the difference for sure. And of course that must obviously come from some gang out in Cordle, and the Megs they're talking about is Megs, I don't know, or is it Megs Fitzgerald? She's two Dales, but she's the one Megs. And of course she had her heartbreak in 2012, but she was back on the sideline yesterday as part of the management. We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand.
Now we're here live in the Glebe car park here in Killarney, the heart of Killarney, and I have to say the sun has come out, the green and gold have come out, the numbers have come out, and it's absolutely heartening to see the amount of people here filling up the Glebe car park at the moment, waiting for the Kerry senior football team to be in, probably around 7:30 this evening. But when I arrived here this evening, quite early around 4:15, there was about 3 or 4 fellas inside in the car park, and one of them was my next guest, Joby Costello. Joby, you were moving cars at this stage, were you?
I was doing it, yeah. The back of my calves got a good workout today.
It was fairly impressive, you know, 3 of you lifting 2 cars over.
I know, it's just crazy.
The work you do. This is a special night for ladies football. It's a special night. I mean, like, you're in the Kerry ladies system for a long time.
20 years.
And, you know, every time you go in, you dream of nights like this. I mean, and you have boring county board meetings, mm-hmm. and you have hard training sessions, and you win games, and you don't win enough games, and you lose games, and you go back to the whole lot. But for tonight, what does it mean for the county board, first of all, I'd imagine, for the amount of work that they have put in? And then, what's it for the greater good of all the clubs within Kerry?
Well, it's all trust and belief that they had management team that we have. I used to be involved with the senior setup until I had to pull away myself, but what the county board, especially Nora Phelan, Alana, what they've given the county board, they've given this this team, the management team, the blessing of what they need to get to win this All-Ireland, and it's taken 31 years, and it's absolutely a joyous occasion for us all at this stage. As you can hear, my throat's a bit sore now already.
You're celebrating too much. Come here, and you're dead right. I mean, it's a hard job, the county board, the executive. I mean, for most of the time, people like to give out about the whole lot, and tonight it's a celebration for the players and the management, but it's equally a celebration for all the executives and the people in the clubs that, you know, make sure things go on and get organised and the whole lot. But did you see this day coming?
Yeah. Yeah, we've four most of the titles this season. We've had from all grades 14s up to seniors this year. It's the first time ever happening in Kerry football, ladies football. It's been building for the last couple of years. We've had 14s and 16s the last 2 years. We've been to finals the last 5 or 6 years with Kerry on 14, 15 or 16s and minors. And it's the likes of Rory Kilgannon and that gang from the early days, and Mick and the rest of the lads, and Frank and the rest of the lads in the early days, the slogging, you know yourself, like all the slogging we've had to do over the years. And it's they're bearing the fruits of that now. And like I turn around and I said to my wife yesterday, I said, most of those girls I've coached when they're underage. The two keepers I've coached since they were, well, Kira Butler, since she's 11 years old, as a goalkeeper. And she's been fantastic achievement for her to achieve what she's achieved. Her first really Ireland medal.
Yeah.
At senior levels after coming, like, not through the age groups.
And she was so accomplished yesterday, wasn't she?
I think Sean Dee had a lot to do with that. His experience of being a Kerry junior All-Ireland winner 2 years in a row, his experience helped her big time there. And it does help all the experience you have, the lads with the backrooms team they had yesterday. You can see the difference in that team compared to 4 years ago.
And that's what it comes down to as well. I mean, it's the backroom team is crucial. I mean, I suppose in the older days it was the guy just picking a team. But the amount of work that goes into it, and the defensive coaching, the goalkeeping coaching, I suppose the tactics, the linking up, the video analysis, it's become a beast, hasn't it?
Massive. You can't go anywhere. Even like we were looking at there, Dublin are advertising for their underage structure this year, a strength and conditioning coach. They want four analysts coming in for the underage structure for Dublin football. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the level we're going to
and
know.
It's the kind of game that you have to keep up, really.
Yes.
It's not a game anymore where you kind of say, oh, look, where are they going? I mean, obviously they're going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. You need to keep up. And that's where I suppose maybe you need to develop the coaching within the club as well. But there's a great development system within the county board.
Yeah,
well.
We have massive development squads now at the moment. We have 13s and 15s, and we had the minors. We got on to Shield final in the minor developments, our under 17 development above in Dublin a few weeks ago. It was fantastic for those young girls. We might have only 6 to 7, and I think we had 17 altogether going for the game, and they won out the Shield competition. It's a fantastic achievement. And we had the development squads now with 15s and the 13s going at the moment. But this goes back to all the coaches over the years. I can't name them all. We've had so many coming through, and you can see a lot
and
of them here today.
Like, part.
Yes,
they've
every
all
last one of them.
Apart. I mean, anybody that went out any day in Carsley and took up the bibs and you know, gave up the 3 or 4 hours. I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, this is the end of the journey.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, all the way through.
This is only the beginning.
Yeah,
this is only the beginning for Kerry football.
You're getting really through yourself.
I think we are in the right way, and it's taken a while to get everybody working on the same page.
Yeah.
Before, you were always fighting with county board years and years. No, you can't
do
this.
And is that because when people can't see success, they're kind of doubting?
But
now you have success. Now you have a plan. Now you have a playbook. I mean, you have a way to win and all that, and you're producing great players. I mean, that's a fantastic thing to think that we swept everything at Munster A level, which is absolutely outstanding. Because I remember 20 years ago, you'd be delighted if you could win one.
Yeah,
and you might beat a Cork team, you might catch a Cork team. And that was the level we were at. But I mean, the amount of work and the clubs and the structure, and it's a different game now as well. I mean, there's obviously more people wanting to play.
Yeah, well, look, at the end of the day, it's down to belief at this stage. You know, we really want the girls and the clubs to really believe in what the county can give the players. I've been involved now, myself and Jory and Dave Ryan, we've been going into the development squads, telling them what we'd like to see coming through, because we're county coaches, that we want to see the girls, that they need to be doing this, they need to be doing that, but that needs to be repeated at club level. These are all club coaches, so they'll go back to the club and coach. That's what we want them to do, and by the time they come into the senior setup, they'll be flying, all going well.
Absolutely. They might get into the senior setup now to
school. Yeah, well, that's what you want. That's the problem. That's a great problem. Hopefully we'll try and get an under-23 thing set up as well for Munster, all going well.
Well, if I don't leave you out, you might get back into the car park.
It could be chaos.
It's filling up. I see Dominic Walsh there now. He's organising every photograph going
as well. Yeah, of course.
Things are great. There's a great buzz, isn't there?
Oh, it's brilliant.
I mean, really, it's a lovely buzz. And I see people from Kilcommon. The first people in the door tonight were the Shannons from Ballymac.
And we have Australians.
I saw the jersey, absolutely. Does he know what he's here?
Yeah, he knows, I told him. There's a gang of them there, they're delighted.
He's up there in the front, and the colour and the organisation, and the sun came out.
Yes, it was absolutely dreadful this morning.
Wasn't it?
It was dreadful. I would say there was four of us here, though, and just two lads from the council. Have to give a shout out to the council lads, they were here this morning as well, since the crack of dawn, getting organised here for us. And they stayed until 4 o'clock until they had to go away, but it was just the six of us here this morning, like, you know, and the hard work was put in, and Colin Wheeling in as well with the truck as well, Wheeling Transport there, fantastic. He guided us because, as he said, he's used to this.
Yeah.
He's doing since 2013 with the men, so it's just great to have that knowledge as well to show us what to do right and what we did wrong.
And it's great about the whole integration thing.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Colin Wheeling of the GA driving a big truck in there, parking it for you and telling you, leave it alone, or we'll look after it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great. Listen, Joby, the very best. Congratulations. I really mean it when I say, you know, the amount of work that the county boards that put don't get enough credit. They don't get any credit sometimes, to be fair. They get a lot of the criticism, of course. On that later and the whole lot. But I mean, it's a night for them to say.
Oh, absolutely, well, yeah.
And that's equally
exciting. I rang Nora this morning, and I says, congratulations, All-Ireland Championship chairperson of Kerry.
Yeah.
And she started crying on the phone. So that says it all.
And there's only been 12 of them as well.
Yes, exactly.
Good stuff. Joby, we'll take a quick break.
Thanks, Owen.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Get ready for the Revival Music Festival in Listowel, August 23rd and 24th. On Friday, it's the Sharon Shannon Big Band, featuring Imelda May, Dan McCabe, Camille O'Sullivan, Mundy and Cáiste Reardon. And on Saturday, rock out with the stunning Amble, No Strings Attached and Aftershock. Day tickets just €40. Grab yours now at revivalfestival.com.
Hello, 7122633. Roger Harty Opticians.
Hello, Roger. Where are you?
Stand in front of Dom O'Donnell's. Look across the road. If you can't see me, you need to see me.
Well, I'm upstairs, downstairs, looking for my glasses.
Not a problem. I've got three pairs of prescription glasses for €100. And remember, for your eye care, we care.
The Bon Secours Hospital Tralee are the proud sponsors of Medical Matters on Talk About. Tune in every Wednesday from 2 p.m. when Dr. Eamon Shanahan joins Deirdre to discuss the health issues that affect you. Medical Matters on Talk About, brought to you in association with the Bon Secours Hospital Tralee, celebrating 200 years of the Bon Secours mission.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, get to the serious stuff. Something that says on the text, of course, and then, of course, it's the review of the game. Of course, it's the most important part of it, of course. And, of course, it's great to review a game that we're winning, and it's great to review a game that we won the All-Ireland on. And I'd say it's something that Dan Kearney has never done before, reviewed an All-Ireland winning game.
No, absolutely not, Donal. And, you know, isn't it a great privilege to be able to do it?
It's amazing. It's a buzz. I got here this evening at 5 o'clock, and, as I said, Joby was there with four or five of us trying to move a few cars. But, I mean, since the evening progressed, I mean, the amount of players and clubs and different people that have turned in, the whole lot, and everybody is an expert on the game, which is amazing, because a couple of years ago they didn't know a couple of players, but now they know the tactics and the whole lot.
Yeah.
Kerry got everything right yesterday, eh?
Absolutely, 100%, and kudos to the management there. Yeah. They got all the matchups right. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought, you know, they put Eilish Lynch on Roisin Leonard. Didn't give Roisin a hop.
Yeah.
Roisin scored one brilliant individual point. That was it. Everything else, she just kept her out. They call Eilish the Rash, and there's a reason for it. You know, yeah. She's an absolutely brilliant player. Kira Murphy, she went on Louise Ward. You know, absolutely phenomenal performance. Played really, really well. You know, shaky enough start. Once she settled down, played really, really well.
Yeah.
Ashley O'Connell and Olivia Divoli, they had an absolutely phenomenal battle, I thought.
All the way through. Yeah.
All the way through. The two of them were absolutely superb.
It nearly ended in a draw, that one, to be fair. We probably got the better of most of them.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that. Sarah Houlihan, delighted to have you. Would you have loved to play in all that space that was offered up by Galway yesterday?
Definitely, yeah.
They offered so much
forward stream.
It was, wasn't it? Do you think that Daniel Mine will wake up this morning and say, God, you know, if we had that game again, we'd have shut Kerry down a bit, we'd have been a bit tighter, we'd have flooded more players back? Because looking back at it, when Kerry got going, the amount of delightful kick passes, we'll say, from Schieffer and Niamh McCaughour into the space, into Louise, into Emma, I mean, that was nearly the winning of the game, was it?
Definitely. I think Galway will look back and they'll know from themselves that they didn't perform to the best they could, but you can't take away from the Kerry performance either. Like I said, the space that was there for the forwards, it's what every forward dreams of, to have space to run, to turn, to take your plays. And I think a lot has to go to Schieffer O'Shea as well. Her passes, you know, that it was just get the ball, quick look, yeah. And she's perfect, inch perfect pass.
They were majestic, weren't they?
They were.
I mean, like, the ball was going as soon as she caught it. I mean, and it was going into space, it was going into the right player. And she has this great ability to give the player the ball with a 90, if not 100% chance of winning it.
Yeah, like, some of her passes, they were even going to girls who had already started a run, so you didn't even have to break your run. You know, it was a perfect pass, and I just think it was an incredible performance by the Kerry girls, and a lot of credit has to go, I think, to the six backs.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I just think you go out in games, and I suppose normally it's the forwards that get the headlines, but those six backs yesterday, Kayleigh Cronin, the minute the ball was thrown in, you knew she meant business. And for the 60 minutes, the performance she put in, I think Eilish Lynch for me is just the biggest underdog of all time, and she goes out, gives it her performance, and I just think she was incredible as well yesterday, as was Ash Connell all season. So, you know, yesterday Kerry had, I suppose, players on every line of the field that performed for them, and they just clicked, and they get to enjoy these special times.
Yeah. Last year Hannah Tyrrell had 8 points scored at half time. I mean, you know, it was as good as over. I mean, they conquered midfield very early. How important was it for Kerry to put that statement down this year?
Yeah, I suppose, look, they put it down from the very first throw-in, don't you? Like, you know, and Kerry went at them. And even, I was watching the warm-ups, you know, and I have an interest in warm-ups, and Kerry's warm-up was absolutely superb. They didn't drop a ball. They were sharp. They were moving the ball very, very quickly. Galway looked a bit nervous. You know, I just kind of noted that in my own head, and it showed from the very, very off. You could see that Kerry were going to boss this game from the first whistle, like, you know, or from the first throw-in. And, I mean, they'd raced into 8 points to 2 lead, and Aoife De Laine's goal then, of course, just in the stroke of half-time, it was magnificent, like, you know.
If ever is the time to score a goal in ladies football when the clock is counting down, definitely.
Aoife would be the first time. Will she ever score a goal like that again? Like, you know, it was...
I met a few Austin Sax people today that reckon that she wasn't going for a goal. She was kicking as far as she could.
We'll give her a bit of it out there, though. We'll give her a bit of it.
It was a real wing-back goal, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And like that, you know, even though the Kerry had the 5 point lead coming up to the clock, there wasn't much left on the clock, and it was just peach perfect from Aoife, and, you know, running in at half time off Croke Park.
Yeah.
It was just an incredible lead to have, and I suppose it allowed the Kerry girls to go in, regroup, and, you know, come out in the second half and just be relaxed in their play. And you could see that, like, they were just so comfortable in their play. And I think yesterday, going into their third All-Ireland, they were definitely more relaxed. They were definitely, I think, they were playing more football, allowing themselves to play football, because they weren't just so caught up in the moment. And, you know, you could just see it all over the pitch yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They were in control all over the pitch. And the one thing that impressed me, Dan Kearney, is they didn't lay off either. They kept going till the last buzzer. Normally, there's a time to that you might recruit the players and kind of run players in or out or change the tactics. But, I mean, when they brought Hannah Dunahoo on, they didn't stop.
No, and I think it was a part of that was because they were enjoying themselves. They were enjoying themselves. There was space there, like Sarah alluded to earlier on. And Kerry are going to kill you. If you give them space, they're going to kill you, because they're excellent technically, like, you know, brilliant kick passes the ball, brilliant moving it, and brilliant off the shoulder. And Galway, I suppose, look, Kerry were brilliant, but Galway to a certain extent were authors of their own downfall in that they didn't put more players. I couldn't believe it at times. Emma Dineen was 1-1 inside, and I was roaring, kick it in. Sometimes you just couldn't kick it in, but it was happening all the time. But no, you're dead right, Kerry kept at it, and, you know, they really wanted to just seal this, and you know, they got a few girls on near the end there. It was fantastic to see Colt Lynch get her time at the end. Mm-hmm. She's had a tough time with that bloody injury, and she got her, you know, she got to win an All-Ireland medal on the field. It was great. I was delighted for her in particular,
and so well deserved. Come here, Sarah. You look back, obviously you started the journey, or you were part of the journey with this team. You were back in 2012, you had the hardship and the whole lot. I mean, you soldiered with Megs, who obviously wins an All-Ireland on the sideline. I mean, Louise, Lorraine, Anna Galvin, I think, was hanging around 2012 too. She might have been maybe very, very small, but she was there as well. Are you surprised that it took so long from 2012 to kind of get back into the mix again 10 years later?
Well, I suppose from a player's point of view, I suppose we had a lot of constant change, be it management, and then you'd girls kind of, you know, that were there and they were taking breaks and stuff. So yeah, it was, I suppose, when you're constantly chopping and changing, and to get to an All-Ireland and to be in contention of winning an All-Ireland, you have to be consistent. And you're, I think, I suppose that's what we lacked a period in Kerry football. You know, there was just constant change and you were losing players, and the players that seemed to always take a break were, you know, there were quality players. So when you're losing, be it one quality player or two quality players, that takes a massive hit to your road to an All-Ireland. But you know, this group of players, they've been together now 5 years. I think Jaron Jeckton came in just as I was finishing up, so I suppose they didn't massively have a massive turnover. Yeah. So they were a core group staying together, and you could just see that work come off yesterday.
Yeah, and yeah. Six of those that started yesterday were on that minor team with Dubai 6 years ago. So I mean, it does show that a lot of them that they had faith in 6 years ago are there today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose there was a crop of players coming through, and they had that quality. And like Sarah said, they kept them. And the big thing was that when the lads decided to stay on last year, that they said to the older players, the more experienced players, will you stay on? And they said they'd stay on, and that made all their minds up. Mm-hmm. And that was the big thing for them, and then they could sit down, they could make their plans, everybody's on board. Made a couple of strategic changes to the management team as well. Yes. It must be said,
a few additions.
You know, PJ Reedy went in there, and Mags went in there, and Eric McDonald took over as the head S&C. You know, all those factors helped really. Yeah.
Is that a good sign of management? Because You try so hard to do something, it doesn't work. You try it again, it doesn't work. And then you have that maybe hard conversation with yourself. Yeah. And say, we need more help, we need something different, maybe there's a new vice help. Is that a sign of great leadership by the two boys, that they were willing to spread the net and say, we need a bit of help maybe?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, you always need to admit that you need help. And that's the sign of great managers everywhere. You see it in every sport. Mm-hmm. You know, they surround themselves with good people. And you know, I thought it was very interesting there, watching games and being at games and seeing Mags and PJ, and they opened the terrace. Yes. and you know, they're reporting down, and I thought that was a nice new implementation by them, like, you know, that they got the lads to do that, and I think it worked really, really well. And everything else that both of them brought as super, super coaches, you know, so definitely all those little things help when it comes to winning in All-Ireland, there's no doubt about it.
What helps as well is 3 goals. We discussed Seifert the Lands one, we have it up there as a maybe, but it was a fantastic score. But the other two were right forwards goals.
Yeah, they were all three top quality goals. I think Hannah O'Donoghue, when she came on, you know,
she was in an awful hurry, wasn't she?
She'd fire in her belly when she came on, and I think the first ball she got, there was route one, and she knew what she wanted to do, and it was class.
And Hannah made her debut in 2017 against Armagh when she was about, I was going to say 12, but she was probably 16 or something at the time. So she has had that all the time, and now she's 23, and we still think she's very young, obviously, which she is. But to think that she has that many years of senior experience behind her.
Yeah, it just shows you the quality player that Hannah is, that, you know, you can bring in someone so young, and you know, she's just growing and growing as a player. And you know, I suppose she had a bit of a bad run last year injury wise and she wasn't able to shake off the niggles, but this year, you know, she
arrived in at the back end of the Sarah Houlihan era, did she?
She did.
can you remember her coming into the dressing room for the first time, because she was obviously, well, she was to become a club mate of yours maybe at the time, but what were her first impressions?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, when the newer players come in, when you're there, you know, you just, I suppose, in a way, they keep you on your toes as well. Like, you know, they're that bit younger than you, and they're fresher. But, you know, you just know by Hannah, I suppose I play with her in club as well. And you just, you know, she turns and she has these moves, and you'd be kind of looking at her saying, wow. But, you know, she's a quality player, and I'm glad yesterday that she got on. And, you know, I'd say, was she on 15 minutes, 1-2, and an assist to a goal? Like, that's massive.
She was really high. And, of course, she contributed to Emma Dineen's goal as well.
Yeah.
With that fantastic pass. Go back and talk just one more bit about that, because obviously people will be saying it's the Kerry team, they're from all over. The Black Valley, Beaufort, I mean, there's three of them from the Black Valley on that squad.
There is Hannah, Faye and Fina, so Hannah and Faye sisters. So, you know, Faye is another quality club player that we had, and like even last year, she just, you know, you'd pick her out a mile away. So delighted when she stepped up and went into Kerry this year. and Fina as well. You know, we all know what Fina brings, and I suppose Hannah and Fina together, they've won all Ireland's already, as has Faye. But unfortunately, Fina, you know, she was carrying an injury this year. But yeah, they're just three quality players. Yeah. I know. I know people in the Black Valley, and it's just special times in the Black Valley to have three girls bring home three All Ireland medals.
And the first man I saw here this evening at half three was who?
Seanie O'Donoghue.
Oh my God, he might have been the second one. It was definitely Gene Tegney.
Oh, no better man.
He was here, and it was a delight to see him, obviously, with the whole experience and the whole thing. Mm. But I mean, a fantastic supporter all the way through, and Jesus, he could nearly sit here this evening and tell us how the game was won and lost as well. The Desmonds, come on, we'll give the Desmonds their cupcake. Yeah. How wonderful was it to see Lorraine Skellen win a high ball in the middle of the field? I mean, to me, that was the special moment of the whole game.
Yeah, it really was poetry in motion, Donal, wasn't it? I mean, the way she leaped there and she just brought it down. And she brought so much after coming off the bench as well. And she's done that all year. Do you know what I mean? Lorraine must have been disgusted not to be picked for the final. Do you know, she must have been like, I mean, it's obvious she's been there 15, 16 years, you know, and you're the biggest day. She's her fourth final and she's a sub. She comes on, she sucks it up, she catches a brilliant ball. She'd some brilliant turnovers in the semi-final as well, you must remember, and then she scored an outstanding point. What a great, she's one of the greats, one of the great players to ever put on a Kerry jersey. I was delighted for her, and of course I was delighted for all the Desmond's girls that were on the panel, of course. Yeah. I was but you know, I'm just delighted for every single one of those of Kerry girls,
and Mary and Pod sitting three seats back from the front row.
absolutely
they followed that career all the way through.
I had a great chat with them last night. I went out there for an hour out to the hotel where the lads were, and we had a lovely chat. You know, it was great to catch up, and you know, they're so proud and they're very modest people. They wouldn't be saying anything, like, you know, but you just know that they're really, really proud of what she has, and now she can, Lorraine can show her mother to Mary, or her medal to Mary, and she can say, look, I have a medal as well, mum.
She can rest on the mental piece with the other nine on the other side of
it.
The message is, Lorraine, don't retire. Keep going. Come here. So somebody who we always thought would be one of those players who would end up on that awful list of players who didn't win in All-Ireland.
Apart from yourself, Sarah.
Louise.
Yeah, it's... yeah, look, she soldiered on, she kept going. You know, I'm delighted for Louise. She was... she's been there. You know, I suppose when you step away, it's hard to walk away, but when you make the decision, but when you see players like Louise there, she continued the journey, she kept going, and you know, she's been through the ups and the downs and the really tough times, and yesterday was just, you know, it's a special time to see her get her hands on the Brendan Martin, and you know, I suppose Louise soldiered with myself and Bernie Breen and all those girls.
I was going to mention Bernie Breen because I mean, she now unfortunately is on one of those lists, you know, one of the greatest ever not to win it, but I mean, she came up through all those great players, Bernie, yourself, I mean, Aisling Desmond around the corner somewhere as well. I mean, but it's amazing to think that she was marked for you one evening on the field, and now you're sitting at home watching it on television, and you're willing her to win it, and you're wanting her to win it, and you kind of follow the journey. Is it hard to follow that journey when you're not a teammate anymore, Sarah, when you're just sitting there with the remote control maybe?
Yeah, I suppose it's a big change when you step away, and yeah, I suppose I did find the first year incredibly tough, yeah, to watch, but like, you know, when you make your choice, and it takes time, because it was a massive part of your life. It was, you knew nothing different but to go training with the girls, and they were your family. But you know, when you step back and you see those girls, you do you just will, you want them to win, and you know, the like that, the Louise's and Lorraine Scanlon, like, you know, Lorraine played when I was there as well, and she was the Lord in midfield with Bernie. So you know, yesterday I was just like, get her on, give her time, and you know, and when she came on like that, the fielding, the high pass and in to get her point, like, what way to seal your first All-Ireland.
Yeah, there's so many different emotions then. I mean, another emotion, Sheafra O'Shea missed out last year with the injury. She came on, she wasn't right, she wasn't fit, she was 110% this time around. But the mental toughness to, first of all, get back. And often when you see players get back, they don't get back to the level that they were at before they got injured. She's nearly beyond it.
I think she is, yeah. You know, from what we've seen her this year, like, I mean, since she's come back this year, she's been absolutely electric. Yeah. You know, unbelievable. And she's got this range of passing that, you know, very, very few players have, like, you know. And she, I suppose that, a lot of that comes from basketball, Sarah, as well. Like, you know, in fairness, she looks up, she can pick a pass, very good at moving the ball. She's constantly scanning, like, you know. And she's so sharp on her feet now as well. You know, that she's come back really, really strong. strong from the injury. Phenomenal. She's been a big difference for Kerry winning the All-Ireland this year. There's no doubt about it. And thankfully, you know, she's come through and an absolutely fantastic game again yesterday. And you know, she's able to fulfil a number of roles now as well, which is great. Like, the lads have her in all different places.
Yeah, fair play. Well, it's, yes, you're talking about all different places, because one of those different places that we have to go to straight away is Elon Kerry.
Oh,
let's see what's happening out there. Dave Nilligan, how are you?
All right, Donald, good evening. Welcome to Castle Island. The Kerry's lady team has just left Monmore. Desmond Jacob here. Hundreds on the road welcoming their heroes back to Castle Island. Boys, girls, men, women, children of all ages, all tears and happiness, everything combined. It was a beautiful scene. They stayed here for about 5 minutes. The local players, many of them involved with the Kerry team, of course. You've got five with the Desmonds. On the extended panel, you've got Ashton Connell from Clarkson Cordell and Lorraine Scanlon. You've got them all. So they were all came out, greeted the masses, and they stayed signing autographs, taking photographs. And as I'm looking up the Limerick Road here in Castle Island, I can see the bus driving, taking the corner towards the main street in the town, and they're being greeted by many, many more. I'd say a couple of hundred again, green and gold flag, welcoming their heroes back to the kingdom.
Fair play to you, Dave Nilligan, an all-star in his own field outside there at the best of times as well. Thanks very much, David, and we'll keep in contact and see how the bus is out. So, Dan Carney, it is already late.
Well, sure, look, you know, after waiting 31 years for an All-Ireland, they can take their time and they can meet the supporters, and I think it's brilliant. That evening is fine as well, that they do get a chance to do it, and fair play to the people of Castle Island for coming out and supporting them. And, you know, it saves the whole environment as well. They don't have to make the journey into Clarny, like, you know.
So. Yeah. Sarah, I thought that Paparazzi gave up following you around the place when you retired.
So did I. She's hard to shake, this one.
I know, yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If she came in any closer, we might even interview her. Come here, Sarah, 2012, I hate to harp on about it, but we had a homecoming in 2012. It was in Killorglin. It was at the end of a very long journey. How important was it to get back home and meet the family and meet the people and meet the people closest to you, even then, you know, even in a defeat, to kind of maybe put the arms around you, give you an old hug or whatever it was, and to know that support was there for you even then? Homecomings are important.
They are. They're so important. I suppose in 2012, you know, it was our first time getting to an All-Ireland in a long time, and, you know, defeat, you know, we were all, you know, in a down and out after that. And you know, you go back and your family and your friends, and they're what pick you up, and, you know, you've a tough few weeks, but, you know, they're always around you. And even, no doubt, for these girls last year and the previous year coming to homecomings, like even last year, the homecoming here as well, like, I was like, you know, these are, even though you might come back defeated, these stand to you, and these moments they live with you, and they nearly drive you on. So, you know, when the girls turn the corner there now soon with Brendan Martin, I can't imagine what emotions they'll have. And for all these young fans out there, you know, Kerry Ladies has really, in the last couple of years, has driven on ladies football underage all up to the ranks. And, you know, it's all these young players that that are here with their flags and their jerseys, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, fair play. I see a very important guest outside there as well, rocking in, Noreen and Mary Hurtig, of course, one of the proudest mothers there, among many more proud mothers. It's amazing, the family support that goes with the players, because normally we see kind of one or two representatives of each player in, I don't know, Bannerhur and Tullamore and all sorts of mad places, but it's a great that they're always with you.
Yeah, that's it, and you need them, you know, like that, for the good days and the bad days. And, you know, even when you say Noreen outside, you know, every game we went to, be it didn't matter where it was, you know, she was there. And, you know, they do carry you on. I know when I was playing, you know, we could be in a pitch in the back of nowhere and you wouldn't even know where you're going. And I remember my parents used to travel to every game and like that. Though it's special times, and you know, for all these parents, for all these of those girls who've just bought home in an All-Ireland, like, these are days and weeks and months that are just going to be really, really special.
Yeah, fair play. I see Ivan Hurley going out there. I mean, he is inside in the middle of that big crowd. Ivan, how are you getting on? You can push your way through the 4,000 people, can you?
Absolutely, the noise level here is just absolutely insane. I'm going to go for a small bit of a wander because it really is, once you're anywhere near the speakers, it's just crazy stuff altogether. But we're here anyway. There's an absolutely huge crowd here in front of the stage. I'm actually going to have to walk behind the stage, Donald. It's so loud. I can hardly hear you through my headphones. But they're coming in from all angles. They're coming in from the Milk Market side. They're coming in from College Street, down up from Main Street as well. The crowd down the town was meant to be massive at around 4 o'clock. All the Kerry flags all over the place. And looking down through the Glebe car park now, there's a fantastic crowd. And as you said yourself, due in around 7:30, Donald, so still plenty of time for people to get down here to the Glebe car park to show support for the Kerry ladies. There's so many kids here as well and families, Donald. That's one thing that you always notice at the homecoming. It's a fantastic opportunity for the younger kids and maybe the kids of an older age as well to see their heroes. So very much looking forward to when that bus turns the corner and the Brendan Martin Cup is coming in to the Glebe car park here in Clarny. As I say, a big crowd and the green and gold is in full flow, Donald.
Fair play to you. Yeah, perfect. And we'll get you back in here shortly. And of course, we have 20 seconds before we go to news. We're absolutely melting inside here. Is it the heat of the night or is it the heat of the crowd?
I was blaming having a few pints last night, but I think it's the heat.
It's fairly warm inside here in our new bus. First time in the bus, of course. It's absolutely fantastic. Come here. We'll take a break for the news.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Now, we're after clearing out the roadcaster and we're after replenishing it with a bit of fresh air and everything. Delighted to be joined by Mark Cooper of Dr. Croke's fame and the Cairns, of course, of Scartaglen fame. She gives me the eye.
Yeah.
And Aisling Desmond, obviously of Kerry and Rathmore fame. And we're going to go away from maybe the match and the whole lot. And we're going to talk about maybe the importance of having a player on the team. Mark, I mean, Dr. Crokes are known and noted for winning All-Irelands in the men's side. But Kayleigh Crowden coming with player of the game, she's really pushed herself in after replacing Amanda Broston maybe as well, who flew the flag for a long time as well. How important is it, first of all, to have somebody in the club on the team, and what's it like to have somebody as good as Kayleigh, maybe?
It is brilliant, Donald. She's a real role model for the club. Fantastic footballer, lovely person. She drives everything in the club, really, at senior level. And in fairness, she's an outstanding footballer.
Yeah. Of course, you're a bit conflicted because you have another kind of soft person that you like on the team, do you?
I have, yeah. Ciara Murphy was playing wing back yesterday in my niece, so she had a super game and a super year, so we're delighted for her.
Yeah. It's great to look in and watch that because obviously, even from the Ciara side of it, you would have seen her grow up probably in the backfield, kicking the ball around to getting on maybe a couple of development squads and the whole lot. And I suppose your sister kept you well in link as well, did she?
That's correct, yeah. Jorlin, no better woman. Yeah. I know, Ciara came up through the ranks with Kerry underage and all that, and we used to go to a lot of games watching her, and fairness, she's cemented her place now in the squad, so it's great for her.
Yeah. I'd say the family WhatsApp was busy last night, was it?
It's crazy, alright, yeah, but you know, we're in Dublin, so there's wide celebrations up there, so we're only kind of flicking through them today now, really, so
yeah.
But it's a great day.
It's nice to catch up. It's always a great day to have a Scartaglen jersey on and a Cairn, but I mean, when you've won maybe two of your own, we'll throw Megs in there as well, you know, we'll give her, because I was on holidays over there with 23 Cordell people, of course, and they told me to make sure that if we won, I'll mention her loads of times and all her family and the whole lot. But somebody like Aisling.
Yes, brilliant, outstanding.
Yeah.
Role model for our club, like Mark said, for the underage players, for the older players even, coming back this year to the senior panel, and Megs, of course, and the management team, and who played herself for Kerry.
Yeah.
Didn't win in an All-Ireland until yesterday, really, as in the management team, but no, outstanding for our club, we're delighted. Yeah. And a small club like ourselves, it's brilliant.
What? Small club like yourselves, Tell the people how small you are. What kind of club are you? What numbers have you? I mean, coming through. I mean, Sheila Galvin is out there all the time. She's like the ancestral mother of the whole lot.
She is. We're 35 years up and running this year. Like, at times, hard to keep going. Same volunteers, same people, same players.
Yep.
Playing minor, senior, underage. And girls travelling, it's hard to keep them together. Same volunteers all the time. But Sheila Galvin is one who would really... And she, no prouder woman yesterday to see her. And she's in Croke Park for Megs and Aisling and for all the girls. and we were just so proud. Proud of them all.
Absolutely. And it's for days like the Sheila Galvins of the world as well.
Yeah.
And of course, Sheila Galvin has the Dr. Crokes connection too, unfortunately.
Medicare.
You know, he certainly would have been in Croke Park yesterday as well. Aisling Desmond, you could have been in Croke Park yesterday, could you?
Come here now. My football days are long gone. But yeah, no, I suppose just from a Rathmore perspective, Danielle has been instrumental for us in club, and she's really cemented her position this year. She really relished, I suppose, as the year went on and really shone. But just as a player in general, she's absolutely superb. She's always driving the players on, and just the support in general around Rathmore has been unbelievable. There's just so much green and gold, just coming out of Stagmount there. There's like a little shrine.
It's a huge foot poster for you.
That is where she's from originally. Like, that's her town land. But just even through Rathmore, they've really, really, really pushed on now and put up colours like all over the place. And it's just lovely to see, and it's great to see all the support for the girls. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. They were very impressive yesterday, Aisling, weren't they?
Oh, they were phenomenal. Yeah. It was absolutely unbelievable to see. Their performance was. I'd say it was their performance of the year, to be honest, and what an expedition they put on, in the best place possible.
Yeah.
But they should be so proud of themselves. The crowd here is just unbelievable to see, all the green and gold, and everyone is coming out. So many young girls now are going to be looking up to these role models over the next couple of months, and it's just so fantastic to see that ladies football is just on the rise. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It was one of the things that Niamh Carmody said about the 2012 team, that she didn't know anything about. But she'd seen it, and she'd seen Louise Galvin, and Louise Galvin was in the mix.
They'd
be in the club. So it is important to see kind of your heroes playing even when you're 10 years old, because you're the next wave, aren't you?
I totally agree on that. I think that the media and the coverage that has come now with TG Cahar, Lidl, and now Be Perfect have sponsored with the GPA. Yeah. It's fantastic to see, and it's nothing more than the girls deserve, all the hard work, dedication that they've put in over the years, and the slog that they've put in. I think Louise was saying that she was 17 years with Kerry, and Lorraine Scanlon is 16, and it's their fourth All-Ireland, it's well deserved, and it's great to see that they're kind of breaking the barriers between ladies football and men's football, and bringing more attention to the girls football.
Mm-hmm. And it's hugely important. Yeah. And of course, with that, a lot of clubs, of course, won clubs now. Well, not Dr. Crokes, a lot of work going on in your club. Catherine Fuhr took a holiday, of course, in the worst time of the year, did she?
Yeah, she gave me this job for Juster, and it's great. There is massive work. I suppose we're just established in ladies football the last maybe 15 years, maybe. So underage is going well, numbers are decent enough, and we're trying to get move up the ladder every year. 4 years ago we were a junior club, and we're playing senior championship now, so if we can do it, other clubs can do it. So
you're with the big girls now?
We're with the big girls, and we know all about it, and we'll be starting championship soon now. So
but sure, you have Kayleigh Cronin in it, sure. I mean,
well, yeah, and Laura Shea as well, who's on next in the panel.
Two medals going back to Crokes. You were claiming a manager as a medal, but they have two medals.
They have two medals.
That's the Crokes for you, boy. Claim it. Come here to me. Talk to me about Aisling. What kind of person is she?
She is what you see, really. She's always smiling, happy. We're delighted to have her back. She joined us, I suppose, in 2011, coming up to under 14 level, and I suppose her job, her profession, took her to Bendon, and she's going to transfer back to Killarney this year, Longarda Síochána. So we're delighted to have her back. She'd be a great asset to us. She's loved, all the players, when you'd see the programme even yesterday from, we'd say, Croke Park, when you'd read their player profile, their jobs, the amount of work they have put in their life alone, even Meg's doing, who I know she's not playing, they have children, young children, and they all have jobs. It's hard, and the studying they put on, and the amount of time they put in, they're a real, real role model to everyone. And the men and women, they are, I suppose, they're trying to level the playing field, really, and they really are doing it. But Aisling, we're so proud of her. She's brilliant, and we can't wait to have her back. And Megs, both of them will be back for championship.
Yeah. Aisling, talk about Megs, because you played with her.
Yeah.
A real warrior.
She is phenomenal as a person. I just think that she really brought another dimension to the management team this year. And just from playing with her, she's always so encouraging. And even playing against her with Scart, she just has such a fabulous way about her. And she'd always encourage you, even if you know you're not playing your best game. She'll always encourage you. And she was always a role model of mine when I was growing up, because she was always such a superb footballer. But yeah, no, Megs is similar to Aisling. Like, she's such a lovely girl off the pitch, and like even as late as like when I do meet her, you know, you just chat away. She's just so down to earth, so fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Come here, we're all getting to know how good Kayleigh Cronin is. Was that seen earlier? Did James see it even?
Oh, I'm sure he did, yeah. James and Kathleen, yeah.
So James had her out throwing shot puts and discuses and everything else.
Like, she was a superb athlete growing up, and she kind of came into football really because of injury. She was a fantastic athlete, and she started football in the Crokes. She's just a super player. She's, you know, I mean, in the full back line, you see her coming out, and you're kind of saying, geez, I'm not going to get through here. But she's a fantastic person, very quiet girl, but very good to give knowledge to other girls as well and stuff like that. But we always knew she was a good player, like, you know.
I remember a photograph circulating of Kayleigh when Mary Ellen Bulger made her debut, and Mary Ellen Bulger was in goal and Kayleigh was full back. They played Wexford down here in the park. I think it might have been maybe around the COVID time where there wasn't too many lifting or whatever it was anyway, but Mary Ellen had her shoelaces untied and the whole lot, and things weren't going great. Now, she was making her debut in goal as well, and Kayleigh stopped the ref, stopped the play, went in and took off her own gloves to tie the goalkeeper's gloves and the whole lot. And there was a real kind of like, it was a mature moment to look after a young player when you're playing fullback yourself and you have enough things going on, but she wants to look after her keeper. So she has that kind of real kind of, I suppose, maturity about her.
Yeah, unbelievable. A great asset to any team, but she's just a nice person, and you know, she's, you know, the other on the final day, she proved how good a player she is, and yeah, you know, she's, you know, outstanding, and hopefully she can keep it going for the club now, please God.
Are you going to play her in midfield now in the championship, are you?
Yeah, we'll keep that quiet now, because I think we're playing Rathmore there now, shortly, so.
Danielle will go to midfield tomorrow, Chris.
Well, we might play her full forward.
Well, it's a little bit of last issue anyway. Come here, Aisling Desmond. When you look back at your own career, and it was a fantastic career and the whole lot, and you ticked nearly every box there was to tick, the All-Stars, and I suppose, you know, playing at the elite level and the trips and the whole lot. Is there kind of a thing when you see the likes of Louise finishing out that journey yesterday, and she got it in the line, Lorraine as well, who's, as I said to Dan Carney, she was absolutely fantastic when she came on the field.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Up in the air, massive ball. Everything that you would associate the Lorraine Scanlon that we all know.
Yeah, her fielding was superb yesterday.
Brilliant.
Like, her distribution of the ball,
pinpoint,
even. Pinpoint, yeah,
passing, and then kick the point.
And score. Yeah, exactly.
Which sometimes she didn't really have that in her locker, but yeah. I mean, she found that yesterday. But how delighted are you for those players? And Cahill Lynch as well, obviously.
So happy. Do you know, as in, it's just so lovely to see them, like, finally fulfil that dream. And I suppose it's something that, like, every single girl dreams of when they're growing up, you know, walking up steps of the Hogan Stand and winning the Brendan Martin. I suppose it's just like the pinnacle of your career, really. Do you know, you'd realistically trade in any All-Stars or anything, yeah, or any individual awards, though they're kind of irrelevant. They're obviously lovely to get, yeah, but just that is just, it's such a special moment. And yeah, do you know, when you're playing within the team as well, there's a, like, there'd be lovely unity and bond, yeah, within the team, and it's just kind of like winning with your family.
But tonight brings a different view on that for you. You're here with your niece.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, I mean, just like,
she probably doesn't know that you ever played Gaelic football, or how good you were.
You're coming here now, she wasn't missing much.
But isn't it nice? You're here, you're part of the crowd. I see Del White inside there. She has, I know, 8 or 10 medals in her pocket there around the corner. Nobody even knows who she is. She's here, back again, supporting.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's the whole circle, isn't it?
Yeah, no, totally. And do you know what? Isn't it lovely just to celebrate it with the girls now, do you know, when I meet them, and do you know, just be here with my family, like, we're all here now today supporting them and showing our support for the girls, which is the most important thing, to know that we're all here to support them and show how proud we are of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll diminish on that. We definitely are super proud of them. And a current fair play to you. You can get back out to the front row again. Aisling Desmond got the best seats of the house. And
thanks,
of course, I suppose, Mark, sure, you, the Crokes have a section, have they?
Era.
We'll take a break.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Oh. Thanks.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now we're here in the Glebe car park here in Killarney, and it's absolutely no word of a lie. If you don't get here in the next 20 minutes, you'll hardly get standing room. The place is absolutely filling up. And I can safely say, Liam Brosnan, there's probably more people here than there was in the Kerry Armagh game, was there?
It's looking like it now. All right. Donal is fantastic out there.
No sign of Kennedy,
but I'd say he might be down the back. Kennedy would be a bit shy. He'd be hiding away in a corner
probably
somewhere.
Probably didn't give him the petrol money, to be fair. And also joined by Dear McCartney, of course, who was in Crow Park yesterday as well. And you've been in Crow Park, many a day of the Kerry ladies of late. Compare and contrast.
Just looked like a completely different performance than what we've seen over the last two finals. 22 and 23 were tough days out for them. Obviously, this time last year we were here for the homecoming, and you know they were dejected after the Dublin defeat. But yesterday was just a completely new side and fully deserved of the win. I know you two tweeted it as well. They got 12 points by the margin, and that was their biggest margin in an All Ireland final. So you know they fully deserved it. One of the best performances I think we've seen all season.
And of course we've been joined by another person who was there yesterday, because I know, because we were cutting clips earlier, Breda, and your voice was all over Tim Moynihan's voice. Tim was trying to describe something and you were in and you were allowed and you were hot. Dare I say you totally enjoyed it?
Of course I did. I've waited a long time for yesterday and it was immense. It was
a beautiful, beautiful ending of a very long story, maybe.
Yeah, but it's the beginning of another story. Mm-hmm. It's the other way to look at it. Yes, we've ended 31 years. Brendan Martin is in the county. It's on his way to Killarney. But it's the beginning of the next chapter now of keeping it here.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's a question probably for another day about, you know, where do we go from here and the whole lot. But there is enough in that tank to go again a couple of more times.
There definitely is. Look, we'll wait and see. I know last year it took a few weeks and older players spoke to management and they persuaded, oh, we'll go one more year. So we'll wait and see now.
Can that be pushed up again for another 1 year? Do you know, we'll see.
Fair play. Liam Brosnan, did they look as good as they did from the great view you had yesterday?
They did, Donal, even better, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. The one thing everybody has told me coming in here, it was a pleasure to watch it. It was a pleasure to see the movement. It was a pleasure to see the kick passing, Sheffield O'Shea, pinpoint passing. It was fantastic to see people come off the bench and contribute even more than what was on the field at that time. Fantastic catching, as I pinpointed Lorraine's fabulous catch in the middle of the field. To me, that reminds me of the 1980 moment when Sean White went up and he caught this fantastic ball, and it's a painting and a picture and the whole lot, and that might be captured by David or whoever. But to win an All-Ireland that way is really special.
They won it in style, Donal, and they won it the Kerry way. Yep. You know, we've spoke about the Kerry way so often, about playing, going out and playing football with the shackles off, and Kerry did that. And I suppose why there was such an outcry of happiness, and we all stood up there with the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and we saw the hurt, you know, and we saw the parents, because ladies football for me is, you know, the parents, the friends, you know, it's a very close community. Mm-hmm. And to see the joy in that yesterday, and you look out here and you see it as well, and the parents are here beside us as well again tonight. No, it's just joy. And the other side of it, we're starting a tradition that we always had done in Kerry. You know, this cup now, Brendan Martin will be going around to all the schools, all the small girls will be watching it, you know, so all anyone who from knee high up will want to be the next, you know, Kerry girl, Kerry ladies footballer.
Breda O'Shea, can you remember the last time you won it?
93, yes I can. I was watching it at home, but it's like Liam just said, like it's for every girl in the county to be able to hold the Brendan Martin now, that they can see it. I can remember back in the day, the first All-Ireland that was held in Crow Park for the ladies was 86, mm-hmm. and I was actually at it, and I saw Mary Jo play, and a lot of the stars of that team play, like, and you're kind of going, oh, girls actually can play football and play in Crow Park. So it's for that whole crowd that's outside there today, the crowd that was in Castle Island earlier on, the crowds all week that are going to see the cup when it goes around to the schools. It gives belief and hope to those kids that when they do go down on the field, let them pretend they're on Crow Park and they're scoring a goal in an All-Ireland final, because that's where it begins, and that hopefully we can continue that tradition and keep the Brendan Martin back here. And you see, it is very nice as well, we go top of the leaderboard again, that one more than Cork.
You leave the Cork people alone. One night of the year we're just seeing alone. Kerry 12, Cork 11.
I come to a lot of those Cork games when the Cork teams are good, so no, we have to emphasise
we're back on top.
We're back on top
and deserve deservingly back on top. Derek Carey, you interviewed quite a number of those players after the match yesterday, and I looked through the interviews, and the one thing that struck me about them was they were very mature, they were very measured, and they kind of spoke about the team an awful lot. It wasn't about me, it was the team and the whole lot and the process and getting there, and maybe the hurt of other years and changing things around. For everything about them, they look like a team that have won 5 All-Irelands. They have that maturity about them.
Yeah, they do. I suppose when you're spending an awful lot of time with each other, you probably will get used to each other and do it with the training sessions and going to the games. And, you know, that's down to it. You want the team bond, the team morale, and, you know, to pick girls up when they need it most. And definitely after 2 All-Ireland final defeats, that only grew the group stronger, and it just had that passion of, look, we know we can do it. You know, I know Niamh said it after the game yesterday that, you know, when they lost last year, Kaylee Cronin was going around saying, we're going for it again next year. And that's what you want. You want those people to step up and try and motivate other girls. And that's what we seen yesterday, talking to, you know, Schaefer. She was absolutely overjoyed pitch side after that game. You know, she's been dreaming about that for years. And after 2 ACL injuries by the age of 22, like, that's tough on a player, but she's bounced back and can only motivate other people. And obviously the star, you know, Louise herself, like, she was absolutely delighted. Great scenes, you know, seeing her with her family and even every other girl, you know, they got that moment, and that's, it was just great to see.
Mm-hmm. Liam Broston, you have mentioned, I know how many times, that you wanted to see Louise win an All-Ireland, you wanted to see, I mean, we all sat there through the hurt of 2012 and 22 and 23, and I suppose it was thought that it might never happen, and so many great players in Kerry don't have an All-Ireland medal.
Exactly,
and they're still absolutely great players, and we mentioned Bernie Breen earlier, yeah. and I said, God almighty, you know, if that woman, she deserved the medal, but it's still nice to get that list shorter. Louise didn't deserve to be on a list of one of the greatest of all times without a medal.
Definitely not. Look, Louise is the pin-up star of ladies football in the country. Never mind care what we have, but she's ours down here, and it's special. And I think the boys did a great job with Louise this year. You know, they took the pressure off her, mm-hmm. and the girls as well around her. You know, they all stepped up to the plate. You know, with the last 2 years, we were kind of going into games, and we were all looking at Louise to get the scores. But I know she kicked 6 points yesterday, but she kicked them at her ease yesterday. Yeah. She wasn't as under as much pressure as the years gone by, because the likes of Medineen, Danielle, Niamh, you know, Schaefer, mm-hmm. who I described at halftime was kind of like a quarterback. Some of the passes, Donald, like you said, I would love to be inside the full foul line. They were bouncing in front of him, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, look, Louise is special, and it's great that she finished. Well, I won't say finish, because I'd like to see her around for another bit, because I do think with the team that they have, Louise still could have a very important role, yeah. to play. If she wanted to. But look, we'll celebrate that, and we'll celebrate everything tonight first.
Another player that I talked about yesterday who I thought was hugely important was Anna Galvin. And Anna Galvin has a link, of course, with the 2012 team, because she was there.
Yeah.
But that day, her first cousin, Deirdre Carden, was on the team.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, yesterday I saw Deirdre Carden and Tom Carden there, and obviously Aoife wasn't there. Aoife died, yeah. and the whole lot. And time moves on, and you kind of forget the big group of people that supported Kerry Ladies. And I think of, I suppose, Donal Curtin tonight from Ting, and Connie Reedy outside in Knocknagosha.
You look at Jordy Murphy.
Jordy Murphy, Jordy would love that.
He'd be out here dressing his green and gold from top to bottom.
Yeah. So when you see that kind of changing of the guard, it kind of, life is so important, I suppose. There's that side of it, but to see that, I suppose, so many people that pushed you along that journey not here, that's kind of sad in that sense.
It is, but on the other sense, it is life.
Yeah.
And for the next group to progress, another group
yeah.
moves on. And like, I know you were mentioning other players who throughout that time, but like Patrice Dennehy, Denise Hallisey, they were down on the sideline yesterday hugging the players, nothing in their head that, oh, we missed out. It was just pure joy for the girls that were out in the field. Emma Sherwood, the same. Louise Galvin, I met them outside Crow Park afterwards, and Emma Sherwood was there. They were nearly kicking us out and telling us to get out, that they were one of the last to leave. But no, it's the continuation of the guard. And for the group that's there now, they'll have these memories for the rest of their lives. They'll have that bond for the rest of their lives. You see Mary Jo and some of the older players, Lorraine Scanlon's mother, whenever they're at a game, they all meet up
and that you see them in the stand talking to each other and everything like that. So hopefully we will be celebrating Brendan Martin in years to come, and the current team that we're waiting on to arrive here will be the ones sitting in the stands congratulating the younger girls that they inspired.
Yeah. Well, Liam Braston, you go find John Kennedy in the crowd there.
I'll go now looking for him.
6,000 people. Yeah. Breida, well done yesterday. It was fantastic commentary. I thought at one stage you would have gone over the top.
I had a hold for Tobin Jackie.
just about. And Dermot Carney, fantastic as always. Well measured. Final whistle going very well for you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Interviewing all the people, very VIP. God, you'll have this job next, you never know. We'll take a quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
No, there you go. The place is really getting louder. It's like an outside disco at this stage, or beating the street. I've been joined by four, hopefully, of the youngest supporters we can find. Hopefully they're all. Oran, how are you?
Good.
What age are you?
5.
That's pretty young, Oran. Fair play to you. Where are you from?
Kerry.
Oh, the best answer going. And I'm joined by Tegan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What age are you?
8.
Oh. A bit older than Oran, isn't it?
Yeah. 8,
so you're the boss there. And I have a lovely girl over here in her own Kerry jersey, Emily. And where are you from, Emily?
Kerry.
Oh, very good. And what part of Kerry, because it's a big county?
Milltown.
Ah, the best part of it, isn't it? And what age are you, Emily?
5.
5 as well. Oh, my God, we have a 5 vote off. And we have Leisha.
Yeah.
You're like the mummy of the gang, are you? What age are you?
11.
Oh, my God almighty. We're going to talk to you all the time. Come here, Emily. First question. Who's your favourite player?
Louise.
Louise?
Yeah.
Isn't she brilliant? Why is she so brilliant? She's just fantastic, isn't she? And have you got your autograph book and you're going looking for autographs off her? I'd say so, yeah. And you've got your pencil, have you? Dad has the pencil anyway, I'd say. Yeah, Milltown people can write anyway, I'd say. They'd be good. Good stuff. Over here, Oran. Who's your favourite player, Oran?
Louise.
Oh, my God. 2 votes for Louise. It's going to be a landslide. Why is Louise so good? Isn't she?
I don't know.
She's great for scoring, isn't she? She's a great player.
Yeah.
Tegan, give me another player you like other than Louise, maybe.
All of them.
All of them. Isn't that the best answer? Did you watch the match yesterday?
Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was the best part? The goals were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you play football out in the back garden or do you play football at the club?
I play football with my club.
Oh, very good. Now, what club are you?
2 Cist.
2 Cist. Oh, my God. Congratulations. Over 40 Purcell Cup champions as well. From every age group. 2 Cist. Will you tell the people how far away 2 Cist is? What towns did you drive through to get to Killarney this evening? Jerry O'Sullivan's town, yeah. No, it's not Jerry O'Sullivan's town, but you know, he hangs out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kilgarvan, I suppose. Did you go through a small village of Kilgarvan? Absolutely, yeah. And down around the corner, turn left around Glenfisk and down away. There's a lot of land there. Good stuff. Leisha, how good was the game yesterday?
Very good.
Yeah. What was the best part of it?
All of it.
All of it. Who was the best player in the field?
Louise.
Louise was very good, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Do you play for 2 Cist?
Yeah.
Well, where do you play on the field?
Forwards or back.
Oh my God, you're very versatile. Oran, do you play football?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man. Who's your favourite footballer? Who's your favourite Kerry male footballer?
Sonny O'Shea.
Oh, go local. Absolutely. And Emily, are you enjoying the night?
Yeah.
Yeah? Isn't this great? How many people are out there behind you, do you reckon? Have a guess for a number.
I think 100.
100. That's a pretty good guess for a 5-year-old. Tegan, how many do you think is out there? Is it more or smaller than 100?
Around like 1,000 probably.
I think there's around like 1,000. Or is there a lot of people out there?
Yeah.
If you're a 5-year-old and you're your size, would you get lost out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get lost very easily because there are a lot of people out there. Leisha, would you love sometime in the future be coming back on that bus with all these people from Tusist and Milltown and Carsevine and Ballymac and every other part of Kerry. Would you love to be getting on that stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you recognise that music, or is that old people's music?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit old people's music, isn't it? Well, fair play to you. You're fantastic. Will you play football for your old Emily?
Yeah.
Who will you play with? That's a hard one. You're in Midtown anyway, for sure. That might be MK Gale's country or something out that direction anyway. Emily, have you brothers and sisters?
I have a brother.
Good stuff. And what age is he?
10.
Oh, he's a big boy, isn't he? Yeah, 10. Was he left watch the match yesterday? Where did you see the match yesterday?
On television.
Fantastic. Wasn't that the best place to watch it? And what about the Tusist Army? Were you watching on television?
No, we were at the match.
All the way from Tusist to Crow Park? And the one day?
Yeah.
I won't ask you how many towns you passed on the way up there, because we could be here till 9 o'clock doing that. Yeah. Was it really, really special?
Yeah.
What was the best part about being in the crowd? Did you have the flags?
Yeah.
Were you waving them mad?
Yeah.
What was it like when the Kerry ladies ran out for the first time? When they ran out the field the first time? Were you waving and clapping and the whole lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was it like? Did you see them lift the cup?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who's the captain? No, I'm going to trick you.
Niamh Carrady.
Oh, great answer. Oh my God. Undone by 11-year-old. Couldn't catch you out. What do you reckon, Orne? Are these your two sisters, Orne?
Yeah.
Who's the nicest one of them? Oh, he's going to vote. Oh.
None of them.
None of them. We'll call it a draw. Good stuff. Well, listen, guys, we're going to take a break in the big business of the world. We'll let you get back to the enjoyment. Emily, it was great to see you. Can we get a high five? Well, that's a great high five. And we'll just wave at the Tusist gang because you're miles away from me here as well. Thanks for joining us. Go out, enjoy the night, collect as many autographs as you can.
Yeah.
And Orne, we might see you up here in a couple of years' time as well, maybe. Not on the ladies' stage, no. Yeah. Hopefully with Shawnee, maybe, or some of the boys.
Yeah.
Keep up the football, keep up the good work, and keep up the great support. Well done. We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now we're live here in the Glebe car park, and the tension, I suppose, and everything is getting the squeezes on for the best front row seats. The bus is after leaving Farn 4 about 6 or 7 minutes ago, so we're certainly on our way and we're getting quite close to the whole thing. I'd be delighted to be joined by another woman who wasn't playing yesterday, but she has a huge role, and you've got a massive chain on you. Councillor Maura Healy-Ray, Mayor of Killarney.
Mayor of Killarney, yes, Donald. What thank you very much for welcoming me here this evening in what is a fantastic evening inside the Glebe in the heart of Killarney.
Isn't it amazing?
The best town in the country.
Fair play to you. Yeah. You're going to upset the whole of Tralee now in the world, but sure.
Well, look, we have to fight our own corner here, yeah.
Come here, looking at the crowd outside, I mean, this is ladies' football. I mean, last year we had a couple of hundred. It was a sad night, I suppose. Yes. They didn't win, but I mean, this is fantastic. I mean, for all the world, this is like four pucks put together in a field.
This is electric, and we're able to look out at the crowd. The Glebe is jointed.
Yeah.
And I think if anyone was in two minds about thinking you still have a bit of time to get down here, and they're about 20 minutes away, but it will be an unforgettable night for the team, and they so richly deserve to have this celebration, and I'm delighted that it's a good evening.
Yeah.
And the party is going well, and I hope that they'll enjoy the celebrations.
And everything is aligned because, I mean, you're the female mayor of Killarney. Took a while to get there too.
It took eight years, and I'm the only female Cathaoirleach in the county.
Yeah.
Out of all the other municipal districts, and look, on a personal level, of course, it's a huge, huge honour.
Yeah.
And you know, to be the first citizen of the area that you were elected to represent, you know, it still is kind of, it hasn't fully sunken in
it's
for myself.
In like the girls, but they're all learned. Come here to me. I mean, you were watching the game.
Yes.
How proud are you? Like, we're talking to the pride of what this group of girls have done over the last number of years. 31 years in the waiting. That doesn't mean that every year for the last 31 years they went out and they tried, and we said that they were great warriors and they fell on their shield and the whole lot. And sometimes you get it right. This team, though, for the last 2 years didn't get over the line, but the perseverance alone and yesterday's performance.
That's it. And the way I look at it, Donal, whether they're successful or not in the given year, it's the same amount of commitment. It's the same amount of time and personal sacrifice. So to see them, like you say, after 31 years, we bring the title back, it's a huge achievement.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely huge achievement for those girls, for their clubs, for the management of the backroom team. It is a massive achievement. And look, they have to put in the same effort, and only hope that they'll be lucky enough to get over the line. But their performance yesterday was, from start to finish, it was outstanding. Mm-hmm. They had full control, and they were so impressive.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. And I have to say one thing, one small boy almost stole their thunder yesterday. He's Reen Hickey. He'd be Charlie Hickey's the mechanic in town, his grandson, and his mother would be from Kilgarvan.
Yeah.
It was the poster emblazed that I'm a ladies' man. I think the whole country is after falling in love with Reen.
It was absolutely fantastic. To be fair, that's a good thing too, because I mean, people think ladies should only support ladies, but that's not the way it is at all. I mean, the whole county gets behind them.
Yes.
The same with the men, and the same. They shouldn't be this kind of draw off one against the other.
No.
I mean, we're all Kerry people. We've all got sons and daughters, and we all play football and the whole lot. And this is the biggest night of the year, and it's just amazing what's out there.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And like you say, whether it is the men's or it's the ladies, it's the green and gold above all else. And we're all, as Kerry people, we are extremely proud people, and we're delighted for this bunch of ladies.
Yeah.
They are exceptional.
And you'll have your duties in a while, will you?
Potentially, we don't know. There's a lot of politicians lining up.
There is a lot. Come here to me. I saw all the politicians on there. Do the politicians talk politics around the corner, or are you talking about the football match?
Oh, we were talking about the match, for sure. And the crowd, everybody is so impressed with the crowd.
Yeah.
And they're full of energy and full of excitement, and they can't wait for the team to come in.
Yeah. And you know, there's so much going on in people's lives, and there's so much negativity, and everybody wants to be down on people and the whole lot. Tonight is not that at all, is it? I mean, tonight is just a wonderful night to celebrate.
Yes.
We're all Kerry people. A lot of people in the crowd there, I know, have played football, who nearly won medals, didn't win medals. They're chair people of clubs, they're little kids that will want to go on and play. And it's all that is beautiful about sport.
Exactly. And look, it is so important on so many levels. And like, it's for young and old, you know, whether it's people involved in clubs and volunteering and so on. It brings people together, just like we can see here this evening.
Absolutely. I better let you get off, because I tell you, the other 19 politicians have probably jumped the queue when you know at this stage.
Donal, an absolute pleasure. Thanks
no
very
problem.
Much.
No problem. Mr. Moore, thanks very much. There you go, that was Councillor Maura Healy Ray, the first lady mayor in a long time, and she's all decked out in the green and gold with her as well. And as she said, Reen Hickey. I forgot about Reen Hickey, of course. That was an absolutely fantastic poster, the ladies' man, and you'll see a lot more. And of course, she had to bring it back to be in Kilgarvan as well. We're still waiting for the bus. Ivan is running in and out of the crowd. We're still probably a couple more. Donal, congratulations, great game. Enjoy the celebrations. I wish I could be with you this evening. And what I'll do now is I'll cut across to Ivan and see, can I find him there in the crowd of literally, it has to be 6,000 or 7,000 people at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Donal. I'm going to walk out of the bus. It's just the noise level's insane. In fairness to Tim Miden, I give him savage credit. He has the place absolutely hopping since he decided to make his way onto the stage a little earlier on, and he's been kind of in and out of the music, which is driving everybody demented in the car park. But I think that's what the vibe of the evening is. There's a huge, huge crowd, and I'm just making my way here just behind the stage just to look down, and the Glebe car park is just absolutely packed from the stage here right to the very back door. And it's you know, it's fantastic to see. And you know, we were just chatting there outside to a couple of the fans around the place, and you're saying, you know, compared to, you know, the crowd that was here last year, even though the crowd was big here last year, it's just an absolute another level, and the girls deserve this massive welcome home that they're getting here this evening. But you can hardly hear yourself think. It's actually it's such a loud noise. So many kids here, all the hooters and everything else from Crow Park yesterday. So we're eagerly awaiting the arrival of Brendan Martin and the bus and the whole squad. squad, of course, coming in, which is due to be arriving very, very shortly. We believe that they're in Killarney now, so we're waiting for the bus to turn the corner any second, Donal.
Fair play. And the bus will turn the corner any second, as Donal says. It's absolutely amazing, I suppose, for people not realising. I remember in 2012, when the Kerry senior ladies ended nearly 20 years getting back into the All-Ireland final, we had what I would classify as a very massive crowd turned up in Killorglin for the homecoming, because at the time it was decided that it was kind of the more central area, and Long Rangers had a lot of players on the team as well at the time. It was a fantastic night. It was more of a sombre night, obviously. The two homecomings of recent times, of course, I suppose, you know, when you don't bring home Brendan Martin, there tends to be, I suppose, twinge with maybe sadness and disappointment, and sometimes players don't want, I suppose, maybe to kind of, there's a lot asked of them to pop in on the crowd and the whole lot. But and looking out there this evening, I mean, like, I can see Colin Coonan from Kilcommon. I mean, he's put a lot of work in. I see Sean Sullivan, the Legion, formerly Glenfiesc, of course. I mean, he was for many years inside in the county board as a delegate. There's people from Glimbe, there's people from Glencar over there. The first people this evening that I met were the Shanahans from Belly McKelligut, and they came in there. Cody was one of them, and they were the first people in, and it was fantastic to see them in as well. And of course they're nephews of the great John Lennon, of course, the man that runs up and down the hill for free and for fun, and he's there. And then Dale White was inside the crowd as well. She put on the jacket, of course, maybe to hide herself inside there, because she's far too modest. But the amount of people here this evening celebrating, I suppose, what is a truly historic moment. And I suppose, as I said to Dan Carney earlier, we look back at all the people who kind of made it happen and made it possible over the years. And I think tonight of Robbie Griffin, I think of William O'Sullivan and Connie Connor and Seamus O'Shea, all fellas who kind of, you know, pushed it as far as they could, and maybe with a bit of bad luck here and there they could have gone further. But again, the amount of players that picked up the mantle, there was a great Kerry junior team there that, you know, pushed themselves through. Cott Lynch came off that, of course, and went on to the senior team, the senior panel. And then I look at all the minors. I mean, I can remember Lorraine being a minor. I can remember the fantastic Louise playing minor and the whole lot. It was absolutely amazing. And Tim Moynihan is doing a fantastic job on the crowd. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever of that. He's getting the flags raised up now as well. I think Tim probably thinks it's a no to Tim Moynihan, which is fantastic. There's something definitely happening now at the moment. Of course, Dole has turned at the wrong side of the corner. You'll probably be the last man to see the bus arriving, but the flags are up. There's certainly something happening. I can see Dermot Carney getting his thing up. The bus coming in. They are arriving now. Cameras are out. Truly historic moment. See Donal O'Rahilly over there holding up that Kerry flag. Donal O'Rahilly on the county board for a number of years as well. Bally McKelligut. And of course, there's a family connection there to the team as well. A lot of younger girls, of course, on the panel. Didn't make their All-Ireland debut or final or championship this time around, but, you know, it's a great experience to see them and the whole lot coming along all in the one place for them. And, of course, we remember this evening, too, as well, Niamh Carmody, of course. Niamh Carmody, that fantastic captain. We didn't have that many winning captains. We've had 12. And she breaks it for 31 years, which is absolutely fantastic. And how fitting as well, you know, that she's from Ballylongford. I wonder if the late Brendan Kennelly was here to see evening. I'm sure there'd be a poem or two in it. And of course, Ballylongford, a fantastic place, gives so many footballers to Kerry. And of course, and she represents the great Finuig St. Sennans Football Club. The bus is in here now, arriving. I can see Declan Quill is sitting down with the fists raised up. The celebrations, the girls are standing up. Louise is somewhere in the middle of the bus. They've stopped right outside us. Bean Mangan coaches, all Ireland champions. I wonder if he's saving that for a number of years, and they're getting off now. I might transfer you back over to Ivan, who has certainly got a better view at the moment.
Yeah, Donal, I can hardly hear you if you're after crossing over to me. Yeah, fantastic. The Brendan Martin Cup is officially off the bus here in Killarney. Niamh Carmody carrying the Brendan Martin Cup off the fantastic looking coach, you say, all decorated in the All-Ireland Champions livery and everything on the bus. They got a quick change round in Dublin yesterday, I'd say, to get all the decorations up on the bus. As Queen's We Are the Champions is just getting getting hit by Adam Finn there on the DJ booth. Declan and Darragh Long out with Niamh now, getting a photo with the crowd and various different television crews here as well. All local dignitaries after landing on here as well, local councillors and TDs and everything else. Everyone's here for the fantastic occasion that we have here this evening, as the Brendan Martin Cup is hoisted up. As I say, we are the champions, belting out in the Glebe car park here in Clarny in front of an absolutely massive crowd. It must be said, quite the turnout here. All you can see is green and gold as far as the eye can see, and it's quite fitting to see the colours out here this evening to welcome home the All-Ireland champions. 31 years we waited for this in Kerry to come back, and all the players, management, all smiles. They filter off the bus before they make their way up to up the steps and onto the stage to be interviewed by our very own Tim Biden, who has Mike Foran hand. We're having to make our way some bit closer here to the steps now, right beside the stage, to paint the picture for you. If you're any way used to Killarney, which I'm sure the majority of our listeners are, you know the Glebe car park. The truck is parked here in the very last space, and I can see right down to the taxi rank at the back of the Glebe car park, and it is absolutely packed. All ages here, from, as we heard earlier, 4 or 5 year olds inside Chatting to Donal on Terrace Talk, right up to 1995 and maybe doing a couple of people in justice for that age. It is absolutely rampant with every sort of age group. As Niamh Carmody walks past with the Brendan Martin Cup, she's making her way up onto the stage on her own to be welcomed by Tim Moynihan. Waiting for a couple more of the girls. There's tears in the eyes from some of the girls walking up here. It's just absolutely amazing to see. We'll be able to cross over to Tim shortly once the speeches start. Waiting for more. There's Emma Deneen, of course, making her way up. There's plenty more to come. Marietta Bulger is there waiting to see. Louise Berthing is coming up now as well, along with plenty of the backroom team. And it's all shake hands from everybody here. Again, the crowd absolutely going mad when they see the Brendan Martin Cup makes way up onto the stage. Danielle O'Leary coming up as they're met by all the local TDs and everything else. Louise looking like she's going to be the last one to make way up onto the stage as well. It's just fantastic to see the welcome home they've gotten. There's a tear in most of the girls' eyes coming up here onto the stage. It's fantastic to see Anna Galvin coming up there as well. And I think we'll be able to cross over to our live mic on the stage as Tim Moynihan is about to introduce the All-Ireland champions for 2024.
The Irish way. He'll give a big welcome to our team, Oscailga. And if Brendan Fitzgerald can come on the stage. Lads, you'll have to make some noise. Who's your favourite player out there? Niamh Carmody is the captain. Do we know any other players up here? Does anyone know the girl from Stagmount? Come on, where's the Car Daniel supporters? What about our management team? A huge round of applause for our joint managers, Bella, Sarah and Declan. Now I'd like to call on stage our Minister, Norma Foley, and likewise the Lord Mayor of Kerry, that's Brendan Fitzgerald. How are we feeling, ladies? Yeah! Show that cup again, Niamh. Cornwall Brendan, you've gone very quiet with the sound. I want you to lift those flags. Yeah! We'll hear from the Lord Mayor of Kerry, Brendan Fitzgerald. He's a very proud man because there's one or two players behind us. There's a smile in his face. And what a way to start off as being Lord Mayor of Kerry, winning an All-Ireland.
Gurmila Mahagat, Tim. Agus Gurmila Mahagat, the Gakain and Shah, con Fearvleak, a hurt, the Firinuntuk, Kiri, a Vuig, Brendan Markham in a park a croaky. Bulabas Lord. That's the mark and shot, it's level. Maradara Mead, here in Corcagina, La Brea Concada, or in English it's usually known as, it's a fine day for football, and it surely is a fine day for football here in County Kerry. So, without a further ado, I'll hand you back, but I just want you to say one thing from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you to the players and the management. You've been wonderful. It's been a long, long journey, but you've did it. You had dedication, commitment, perseverance, and we are so proud of you. So take a bow, every single one of you, because you fully, fully deserve it.
Bernard Fitzgerald, the Lord Mayor of Kerry. I might have a quick word. She was at our breakfast morning that was very successful in the Rose Hotel in Tralee during the week. She really went behind the Kerry ladies over the last number of weeks. Please give a big welcome to our Minister, Norma Foley. Well done, Norma. Norma, being a proud Kerry person, a proud Tralee person, these ladies behind me, likewise the gents, the management team, the makeup, does it fill you with pride being from Kerry?
We are filled with pride every time these girls wear the green and gold. And you know, we were proud of them in 2022 when they were All-Ireland finalists. We were proud of them in 2023 All-Ireland finalists. But we are bursting with pride that they are All-Ireland champions today. Absolutely.
We've been hearing, I suppose, occasions where they're not as good as tonight. But to win silverware, All-Irelands don't come around every year. We have to embrace this. 31 years in the waiting.
Absolutely, but it's made it all the sweeter. Brendan Martin Cup is here now, and we won't be letting him go for a long, long time to come. He's here to stay.
So overall, looking out at that crowd, looking at the girls, the future is safe as far as ladies football is in Kerry.
Oh yeah, the future is safe, but we know there were many, many hands and hearts that made this possible. So a huge, huge thank you to Dara, to Declan, to all the management team, to Nora, to her team, and to these fantastic girls from 1 to 36. Every single one of them played their part. We are so proud of them, but we are so grateful to them. They bring such honour to our county, and they are the role models that we would hope all of us would aspire to. They're a fantastic bunch of girls. We're proud and we're grateful.
Absolutely great stuff. Our Minister, Norma Foley. Now, before we chat to some of our players, I'd like to welcome, this is a management team, folks, that could have walked away last year. They started, was it 5 years ago, Dar? He's tired, he's not even answering me. But I don't blame you for being tired, because we're all Ireland champions! I might have a quick word and I'd break it up. Actually, you come to me here, Dara. Of the two managers, or the joint managers, who's the quietest, ladies? No answer, who's the quietest? Eilish O'Connor. Does that fill your heart, every part of your body, with pride, Dara Long?
Oh, this is amazing. I don't think we expected this. We're a very humble bunch. These girls are amazing role models. Everything that we've done the last couple of years is down to them. Myself and Dick just pointed the ship in one direction. These girls put the wind in its sails. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Amazing means the world to us. Thank you.
I never thought that a day I'd see, a Rahalies man and a Stax man going shoulder to shoulder to, I suppose, direct that ship towards Croke Park and take away some silverware.
Yeah, I don't think myself and Declan Sauce getting along as good as we have over the last couple of years either, but look, it's a bit of a marriage made in heaven, I suppose. Jeez, I don't know. We get on like a house on fire. We talk more to each other than we do to our wives, that they'll testify to, but it's days like today that have made all the dark days really, really special. And look, it's not about me and him, it's about the 10 management team behind us, but more importantly, it's this group of girls. You should be so, so proud of them, lads. Everything they've done for Kerry is just exceptional.
Brilliant. I might call Declan. This is the other part of the relationship. Declan, Quill, looking out there, does that make your journey, the work you've done, worthwhile?
Oh, just unbelievable, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for coming out to support us. Yesterday was the noise when we ran out on the Croke Park was unbelievable, but to see this, our own people here, it's just magnificent. Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Declan, I mentioned you last night up in the Louis Fitzgerald. You could have walked away last year. What kept you?
It's hard to walk away from a bunch of girls that are just so brilliant at everything they do. We know we weren't far away, and it's just a privilege to be with this group of girls. They're just absolutely unbelievable, not only as footballers, they're what they do outside of football, for the county, looking after the young girls and boys and giving their time. They're just role models, they're absolutely exceptional, and yesterday they got their just desserts and they got the reward, and Brendan Martin's home, we're not letting him go!
Declan, when we say Declan has just said it, Dara, does that mean the management team are gelled together, we're not letting him go? Is today a decision to be made? Can we have an exclusive? We have thousands of people here in the car park. Are the present, current management team going to direct this team in 2025?
You tried to get that out of us last night as well, Tim, and it didn't work. Look, tonight is about this group. It's about what they've done for this county. 31 years is a long bloody time, girls and boys, and this group just shows dreams do come true. This has taken a lot of hard work. I said it yesterday. We never gave up. We knew we could do this from the first day we met this group. They're a special, special bunch, and we hold them in huge esteem. And ye should too, and be very, very proud of this bunch. This is not about me, Declan, or management. This is about this 36 girls. Round of applause.
Declan, I take it this cup will travel right around our county, into schools, just like the Sam Maguire does when it visits us on a regular basis. The Brendan Martin Cup will do the exact same thing.
Yeah. PJ Reid is bringing it to the cool camps tomorrow, I think. If he's in any fit state. But, look, it's something that we've always, the last couple of years, came home empty-handed, and then when you come home with the cup, you want to show it to as many people as you can, so we might have to go back to school a few weeks early, maybe. Would you like to do that?
And I'm sure you get a number of half days. Give it up for our manager, joint managers even, Dara and Declan. Would we like to have a word with our captain? And what's our captain's name? I can't hear it. Niamh Carmody, we'll let the cup there in safe hands. I don't know about PJ Reid, well, he's holding it. Niamh Carmody, did you ever see the day that you would envisage a crowd like we have here in the Glebe car park this evening?
No, this is just phenomenal. As the two lads said, we probably weren't expecting this much of a crowd, and this is just phenomenal, and thank you so much for coming out. Incredible.
you'd work hard over the last couple of years. We just seen how difficult it was for the management, but for the players as well. You to readjust, reset, regroup. That's something you did for the season of 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. The lows of the last couple of 2 years was there. It's a tough situation to be in, especially, I suppose, more so losing to Dublin last year. But when we came back in December training, everyone put the shoulder to the wheel and we trained really, really hard, and this is where it's ended up. So yeah, it's a pretty good year.
And a good year, a year that you found that you had a very strong panel. Well, the bench yesterday, players that had a lot of football played, one of the players in particular, 16 seasons with Kerry. There was a real buy-in by every player to what the management and his players agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. The buy-in from the whole panel. Football these days, you're not going to win it with your first 15. It's about what can come on and who can contribute. And I mean, to see the likes of Lorraine Scanlon coming in and...
Great that Nottingham Goshall and Headley's Bridge gets a mention. We see mixed age groups down in front of us tonight. What can you see to the say to the young girls? There's young boys there that'll go on and play football as well. You started at a very young level. Dreams can come true.
Yeah, this is incredible, and I think it's all of our dream come true today. But this took an awful lot of hard work, dedication and commitment. The two lads said it last night. You do kind of put your life on hold a small bit to play with Kerry, and you do it 10 times over for a day like today. And just, as they said again, just work hard, and hopefully you'll end up like this someday as well.
Niamh, is it your job to bind these, keep all these players together?
I'd say they keep me together more than I keep them together anyway. Definitely. No, they're an incredible bunch of players, and as I said, we're more like a family than anything at this stage. We've been through so many lows over the last couple of years, and we've been able to have a good lot of highs as well. And they're just an incredible bunch of players to be associated with.
Absolutely. What was the special? What was that little special ingredient that made it happen for you this year? PJ. The warm ups is one of the management team.
Well, the warm up couldn't have possibly gone more yesterday. But I think it was just the commitment again, and just the drive and determination to get us over the line. Like, we have just the belief in the squad is incredible, and I think that's what got us over the line.
Absolutely. This is our captain, the 2024 winning captain, that is Niamh Comedy. Where is Kira Murphy? Where's Kira? Well, and we'll go through the team from 1 to 36 in a while as the extended panel. But this player has been outstanding this season. We adored and we bowed in front of our uncle for years in Croke Park. Legendary status. He's probably one of the most gifted footballers we ever seen coming out of this county. Call him the Gooch Cooper. But this girl is making her own journey, and there'll be a number of all-stars behind me that should be making the all-star when they give out the all-stars this year. And if you had a few euros, I reckon Kira Murphy is a banker to be an all-star. Kira, what does it feel like, those brilliant colleagues, players, the management team, what's it like to be on the stage looking out at what is Kerry tonight?
It's brilliant. It's kind of surreal. It hasn't sunk in yet, but we'll
by the end of the week, I think you'll definitely will. But look, no, look, obviously the girls behind me, they're a fantastic bunch, and I'm privileged to play alongside them. And I just want to say thanks to everyone that came out yesterday to Co Park and supported us. Joe really lifted us yesterday, and Joe, we needed it. So I just want to say thanks very much, and also for coming out tonight as well. I've never seen anything like this before, so it's fantastic.
Kira, one thing we must mention, and they're out there tonight with their kids. Parents sacrifice a lot, dropping their girls off at the games, at training. A big shout out. I think all the parents tonight deserve a huge round of applause. Kira, the early days, where did it all start for you?
Yeah, look, I suppose a shout out to my parents for bringing me all around the county. Joe, like that, it wouldn't have been possible to play for Kerry only for them as well. So thanks to my parents. And yeah, no, look, it's I suppose you just have to start at the young age and go up along the years and develop and just go out and enjoy it. That's the most important thing, really.
Go out and enjoy and fulfil your dreams. More medals to come back to Kerry in the future, Kira.
Absolutely.
Please give it up for Kira Murphy. If we go back to 1987, Maurice Fitzgerald played in the Munster final. Could stand corrected here, but he kicked 10-11 points in that game and we lost the game to the Munster final against the old rivals Cork. But a similar journey, and maybe a harder journey, is by another player behind me here tonight. I suppose she's the player of the generations, and I suppose what really sums up this player that I'm going to go chatting to now is that Yesterday, a lot of, obviously, social media, everything, TV, radio, they all wanted a piece of this player to see, is the heart gone? And there was players, and this will tell you the respect that this player has. There's players right around the country that we have played in the past and they beat us. They were crying yesterday, crying because of the heart. The heart was gone because Louise Neymar Hertig has her All Ireland medal. Louise, can I just ask you first, that sort of emotion that you had yesterday, and to come home and see this here in Killarney this afternoon, how do you feel now?
We're lost for words, to be honest. We had a few stops along the way and we had a few tears with Lorraine and all that, but yeah, it's been just an emotional roller coaster, to be honest. Seeing the crowd in Killarney is just very, very special. We had a big crowd last year, the year before, but Jesus, this is unbelievable altogether. Thanks so much to everyone that has supported us throughout the years. You were the 16th man there yesterday and you helped us throughout the whole entire year, really. It was a hard year to come back after last year on that, but we had a great support behind us, and thanks so much, Gramil Maga.
We said in the past about different Kerry teams, about sharing the load. With the last couple of years, the lads have built a panel of players that no longer that everything was thrown towards your corner to try and win games. I take it, times in the past, Louise, you could have walked away because you had to deal with a lot of hurt, losing games. And as we said, no different to Maurice Fitzgerald, there are certain players, you said, you have to win an All-Ireland medal, but yesterday you had to earn it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, behind me is a very special group, and it's like a broken record now at this stage. They're so special. Just unbelievable to be still lining out with such a talented group. And look, our careers changed when this management group came in, and they changed Kerry Ladies set up around completely. We owe them everything. We're forever grateful for what they've done for us. And yeah, look, there was times I suppose that few of us thought that the dream would never come true, but look, yesterday goes to show that you never give up on your dream, and you always dream big, and eventually dreams come true. Thank God it did yesterday.
Louise, today is not a day for leaving it all behind or making decisions, but when you see such a talented bunch as we do behind us here, you will be getting phone calls, you will be getting knocks on your door. Can I just explain to our, and thank God the night is dry because we have an extended stay here, how difficult it is for a player nowadays to stay playing at the top level. And why I'm alluding to this is Emma Costello, her life was in hold, and she'll have something really nice to look forward to over the next couple of months. But do people realise the commitment, the likes of Lorraine Scanlon, Louise Mirahertig and the Emma Costellos of this world have to commit?
Yeah, I think people do realise at this stage. Obviously, you know, if we'd love to have Emma Costello and Louise Galvin up on stage with us today. They are unbelievable for the county for many years, and yeah, they've very special moments ahead of them, and we're very excited for them as a group as well. But I think people do realise the commitment and dedication that does take, and we are exactly the same as the men. We do the exact same training sessions and all that, and we put our lives in hold. But look, we wouldn't change it for the world for days like this, and bringing Brendan Martin home to the Kingdom of Kerry.
And finally,
well done.
You said Whatever the next chapter has for you, life is not complete, but how good does this get? Is anything to better what we have here tonight?
I don't know, you can't really beat this, to be honest. Bringing Brendan Martin home for the first time in 31 years and celebrating with this group is just unbelievable. We're definitely going to enjoy it for the next few days, weeks and months ahead.
Give it up for one of the best Kerry footballers of all time, Louise Mirahertig. Before I introduce you to our individual players, and what you have to do now, ladies, when I call you, all you have to do is come out here into the centre and wave at our adoring audience. But before that, I might have a word with Nora Feely. Is Nora there? Have I anybody from the board? Nora, come on down here to me. Now, when you... And when you hear the management team saying, Nora, Nora, likewise the players, I suppose we don't believe what goes on in the background. Even to get our players up here tonight, there are things like breakfast morning, like taking care of players, phone calls, emails. I take it, Nora, you didn't sleep for the last 3 weeks, I take it.
No, we're okay, we're fine now. It's all worth it, all worth it.
Nora, a very special night as our great, great supporters are showing us. What can you say about this bunch of ladies behind me and likewise the management team?
Well, I suppose, looking out this evening, this crowd is here because of the courage, commitment and dedication and the special team we have behind us and their talent.
Nora, what can you see? What can this do for our county? There's nothing like silverware coming back. What will this do for the future of the LGFA in Kerry?
I think it shows all young girls and boys out there that anything is possible with hard work and determination.
So that deserves a round of applause. Nora, just for the people out there and the people listening in their homes tonight, I take it Niamh Carmody and the other girls will be travelling around our county. It's a time to embrace what we've just achieved yesterday.
Absolutely. We hope that everywhere they go, there's crowds to meet them and acknowledge the hard work and the brilliance that we have here behind us.
Absolutely. Great stuff. That is Nora Feely of the County Board. No. Okay, folks. Would you like to meet our players individually? Okay. We'll start with our keeper. Her name, we'll tell you in a while. But one thing people questioned over the last number of months, can we get our kickouts right? There was never a problem with our kickouts. She kept a clean sheet yesterday in Croke Park. And I've just been informed she kept a clean sheet during the championship. Will you please give it up for the Casa Gregory woman? That is Ciara Butler. We'll move swiftly to our full back line yesterday. Who was playing at right corner back yesterday? She's a Castle Island Desmond's player. She's from Cordell East. She's from top of the pike. Give it up for Castle Island Desmond's player, Eilish Lynch. When you go to war, you need warriors. Kerry had a number of warriors during this year. It was a rock and a lot of opponents perished on. She's in line to be Footballer of the Year. And her name is Kayleigh Cronin of Dr. Croke's. Well done, Kayleigh. And going as per programme yesterday. I've been speaking to her already today. Her foray is upfield. She's the player marker on the team. She's a huge star for the future. And as I say, like a number of other players, she's probably nailed down for an all-star this year. Give it up for MKL Gales player. That is Ciara Murphy. Moving swiftly to our half-back line. We need guards at certain time. But there's a certain guard that patrolled Croke Park like no other guard yesterday. And is she from the top of the comb as well? Will we won't say top of the comb, top of the pike. Will you please give it up to a star of yesterday? And that's Aisling O'Connell. You have to mind the house. You have to have a centre back with panache and dash. Yesterday, as far as hurling was concerned, was a great day for Abby Dorney. But it also was a great day for a certain Deirdre Carney in Croke Park wearing the number 6 shirt. They say you have to have a license to trill. Well, this person had a license. She had a license to roam yesterday. And if you were in Croke Park yesterday or watching it on TV or maybe listening to Radio Kerry, you would hear that Galway in a certain period had 3 wides, 4 wides even. And the next thing, before half-time, Aisling O'Connell got a ball on the opposing 45. Played 1-2. But whilst that was all happening, the management didn't send her in there. She's a Rocky, and Rockies will do what they like. She scored a goal. Give it up for Aoife Delan. To win All-Irelands, to win a game at club level, you need an engine room. And an engine room, you have to have midfielders. Midfielders will go out and grab the game by the scruff of the neck. My next player I'm going to call up, a serious player. She has connections. They're saying go on, Mary. But all year, that's what she did. She won the dirty ball around the middle of the field, driving forward. Give it up for Mary O'Connell of Navan. Now, you can't have one without the other. The shoulder to the wheel yesterday, and I thought it was our best performance all year. We talk about Carr Daniel, we talk about South Kerry, but I give you tonight here in Killarney, Anna Galvin. Now, we'll move swiftly to our half-forward line. A right half-forward that had an honour like nobody else's honour. Back in 1976, Mary Ganey captained a Kerry team to win their first All-Ireland. The latest one was by one of the hardest working players on this team. Please give it up for the captain, Niamh Carmody of the Luke St. Sinners. The next player I call up, and probably Kerry, but for her performance she put in that day, may not be in an All-Ireland final. Yesterday, she was picked on the 40, but the lads like messing around with positions. But when they talk about their half-forwards, they always have two half-forwards that track back. One is Niamh, and the other is another Niamh. We talk about her. Is she the only player since Liam Higgins that's brought a senior medal to this bowl? Will you please give it up for Cracker Niamh Nicholacour? The next player I call up. The lads were missing a piece of this jigsaw that would return this famous cup here to the kingdom. She's an outstanding football brain. And if anyone knows anything about football yesterday, a lot of players were making room for a certain full forward yesterday. She's a serious footballer who's dealt a serious blow over the last couple of seasons with a serious injury. The reason is all these girls that the cup here is here tonight. But the missing link was a player from South Kerry. Give it up for Shifra O'Shea. The one thing about a Ranmore player, when they get a ball, especially if they're playing in the forwards, they like a bit of glory. But this player yesterday had probably to sacrifice her game of scoring because she was further out the field. In one championship game this year, she kicked 8 points. She's a vital cog in this Kerry team. And the boys are asking, what game was that? The boys were asking, it was against Cork. I'm only joking, lads. Would you please give it up for the Stagmont player of Ranmore, Daniel O'Leary. Is there many here from Glenflesk? What part of Glenflesk are you from? Well, the way yesterday's game transpired, sometimes the lads say we know nothing about when we're commentating it. But what certain players did in the half-forward line, they pulled Galway players out of space. It was actually beautiful football yesterday. But if you pick them out of space and take them out of space, you need a target. There was one huge target for wing-backs and half-forwards coming forward yesterday. They were going to play the ball to one player in that full forward line. Give it up for Emma Dineen of Glenflesk. Yeah.
Next up, we've spoken to her already, and while all the words have been said, we haven't enough adjectives to describe what this woman has done, this lady has done for football in Kerry. If it was a fella, he'd be on the billboard. Let's get Louise Ni Mhairteach on the billboard. Okay. And I suppose, because we're following the Gins game all the time, you won't have one good keeper without another. Because the keeper inside in training that's making it difficult for these lads to select a team must have pressure. We see it in the men's game. Shane Murphy putting pressure on Shane Ryan. But this player keeps pressure on our number one, and that is Mary Ellen Bulger of Southern Gales. Next up, we've spoken about her already. The Knocknagoshal people came out in force once it came over the border of the cup this evening. They wanted to see all the players, but one player in particular. 16 years ago, she set herself out on county duty with Kerry. She's from a place called Headley's Bridge in Knocknagoshal. She plays basketball. She's a teacher in St. Michael's in Listowel. The first thing she did yesterday, just to, I suppose, to show the management what she could do, she fielded a ball in the middle of the field, and it was a cloudy day yesterday in Croke Park. She brought down a cloud as well. Will you please give it up for Lorraine Scanlon? Well, we could have a girl band. Plenty of boy bands, but we could have a girl band before the end of this evening. This player has been described as a Duracell battery. They say phone coverage is not too healthy in the Black Valley, so that gives players back there plenty of time to practice. She came on the field of play yesterday, and after a couple of minutes, she had raised a green flag. Will you please give it up for Hannah O'Donoghue? Again, there's many other great players and there's great clubs involved, and one of those is Fieries. And one player yesterday, when she came on, I suppose when you come on as a substitute, you need to get your hands on the ball. The lads had given her direction and she did get the hands on the ball. She's a serious player and also a player for the future. Will you please give it up for the Kilties Fieries player? That is Katie Brosnan. My next player, again, you can't have one without the other. There's a sister there already, but there's another one from the Black Valley. Wearing the number 20 shirt yesterday, Faye O'Donoghue. When we talk about Dingle, of course the Gainies are there. We also have other players back there. We've two Tom O'Sullivans back there. We've Tom Lee O'Sullivan. We also have Tom O'Sullivan that likes to ramble up the pitch for Kerry and kick a few scores. But yesterday and all during the season, there's another O'Sullivan sister, and that's Kate O'Sullivan of Dangley Coosh. We also talk about other Kerry senior football in the Gins game, Diarmaid O'Connor of Nagail. But there's other players from Nagail, they're O'Connors as well. And we might call the two sisters up. Is it Breeze and Eilish O'Connor?
They're definitely twins, lads and ladies. Next up, do we know where Killone Kinmare is? I can't hear you. This player, I suppose it's strengthened the panel as well, can come on and play in a number of positions for Kerry. Will you please give it up for Amy Harrington? Actually, I've no luck with mics this week, lads. The breakfast morning, Louis Fitzgerald last night. We're going to finish it out, though, aren't we? We said about Abby Dorney yesterday. There's another player. She's from the Ardfert Parish. She's Ciara McCarthy. Now, we could get postal addresses and everything. Carlaheen, Castlemaine. All right. He said, put that on. This is when things go, I suppose, badly wrong, Dave, on live radio. And I've lost my train of thought. Castlemaine Road and Tralee, she's a Nagail player. And what a lovely name as well. Give it up for Jade and Lucy. They make him strong and versatile. Back around from on. Our next player is Rogine Smith from Glenbane. When we talk about Ballinskellig, Southern Gaels, there's one player we talk about, Jess Gill. Anyone here from Carrolake? Liam Hassett is down there, but he's so many houses in Listowel and back around that area. But we have a player from there, and the player is Ciara O'Brien. I suppose what one person's woe is another person's opportunity. The next player has been a brilliant servant to Kerry. She would get on any Kerry team and Cork team and any team in Munster, any team in Ireland. She's a Castle Island woman. She's a Pond Road woman. Please give it up for Con Lynch. The boys work hard in training with these girls. You'll win nothing with 15, nothing with 26. But these lads have 36 players to work with. And one of those, we can call her player number 31 from Black Valley again. Give it up for Fina Tagney. As we said, Castle Island Desmond's, I suppose, a great production line over the years at any level in Kerry. There's one other, and she's a Castle Island Desmond's player. Give it up for Julie Curtin. Have we anyone here from Dr. Croke's Club tonight? They sent many players into Kerry panels. And one of those that's in with this particular panel is Laura O'Shea. Likewise, Ballymac down through the years as well. They keep on producing. and another member of this extended panel here tonight is Roisin Rahilly. And you can't have one Curtin without another. Another Castleisland and Desmond's player, Amy Curtin. And we said how what a great day yesterday was for Abby Dorney. It wasn't just lost there. Give it up for Melanie Higgins. So before we finish up tonight, I just want to thank you as an audience. You were absolutely brilliant. You're here since well before 6 o'clock. This party is only getting started. But I want ye, as these players and management team, go down to those steps and go down that bus. I want to give them the biggest round of applause of all time. Show them in.
There you go, Tim Mineman wrapping up what was a fantastic evening. We'll take a quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, welcome back to Terrace Talk, and been joined by possibly the two most important people over the whole weekend, the wing-back, Aoife Delan, and Billy the bus driver, because they wouldn't have got to Croke Park without you either, Billy. Aoife, first of all, we had a little bit. Did you mean it or was it? Go on, let us know.
It opened up in front of me and I just said I may as well go for something here. I was obviously going for a point. I was just lucky it dropped under the crossbar. Anyone that knows me or has ever watched me play football knows I don't get up that end of the field very often. So yeah, I was just delighted it dropped under. And it was a nice cushion to go in at half time with.
Yeah, and I said you shouldn't be that surprised, because like, Austin Sachs is a proud club. I mean, we calculated the medals. You were medal number 60 in that club, which is kind of cool and quirky and the whole lot. And sure, Marina Barry was scoring goals for fun, and Del White is out there as well. I mean, what's it like to follow that tradition of that club as well?
That's it. Look, like, representing Austin Sachs as a club, it being such a famous club, I suppose, is such an honour in a way in itself. And I just really hope that I did everyone in the club proud this weekend and over the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely, you did, and you've done it more, and you've done it with gusto and fantastic. Another person who done something fantastic and proud, you're the 12th person in Kerry only ever to lift the Brendan Martin.
Yeah, look, it was a special day yesterday, and the lads probably said it already, I don't think it's sunk in fully yet what this group of players actually achieved yesterday, and it's just something that we're going to soak up and enjoy for a long time to come.
Yeah, and that's the key to it. I mean, you've achieved, you've got to the top of the mountain, you achieved, and you have to take a bit of time to take this in. You have to soak in this atmosphere, you have to sign the autographs, because it doesn't come around that easy. It's 31 years in the waiting, so you have to love it and embrace it. And tomorrow night, it's your turn. Tell them where Brendan Martin is tomorrow night, because I got a huge text that I can't read out here because it was hard. But he's going home.
It is, yeah. It's I think we're having a get together there out in Mount Cole, and on to McCarthy's and Fanuig, and then hopefully end up in Kennelly's and Ballylongford. So it'll be it should be a good double day tomorrow now, so it should.
Absolutely. Come here to me, somebody important, Billy the bus driver. Billy.
Yes, Dollar.
We're sitting here with the last 4 hours waiting for Tim Mining to slow down his office. You've been with this gang for an awful long time.
I have been with them for years, coming and going, and sure, we've travelled miles, we've a lot of diesel burden, but I'll tell you one thing, we haven't wasted a drop of it.
And you've seen good days and bad days. Days that were probably a little bit worse than others. Course, yeah, yesterday, yeah. How was that like?
Yesterday was just phenomenal. And you know what? And I suppose the special thing about yesterday was the style of football and the way they played the football, and you know, that's the way we want to play football in Kerry, and that's what the girls done, and we're so proud of them. And talking about Niamh, the captain, she was involved, herself and Anna Galvin, the O'Connor twins there, Kate Sullivan, and maybe I missed one or two. that were all involved with me back in 2011. And yeah, it's a special bond for them, and I was so proud of Niamh lifting the Brendan Martin next day. It was
a smaller bus back then, Billy. God almighty, it was a smaller cruise.
Yeah, we went to Butterfield one day, I think, Donald.
Yeah, that was a God, don't talk about the bad days. These are good days. Niamh Carmody, you have a fantastic group of players outside there. I mean, we talked about the maturity in the group and how you levelled. And the interviews yesterday, they weren't like, oh, do you know, we put a bit of work in and we got over the line. He spoke with confidence, he spoke with professionalism. He kind of knew from the word go that this was going to be the year.
I suppose, look, we have built up that belief, I suppose, over the year of that we are a great bunch of players, and I think you have to go out with that belief that you're going to win in an All-Ireland final, because that's the only way you're going to get over the line. If you're questioning yourself when you step across the white line, it's not going to end well for you, like.
Yeah.
So, we were full of belief yesterday.
What's it like at home? Were you getting loads of advice on the way in, were you? Don't pass the ball, run, pass, kick.
No, I just have to, I suppose, say thanks to everyone that's, I suppose, wished us well over the last couple of weeks. It's just the amount of support that we've gotten from all over the county has been phenomenal, and I just want to say thanks to everyone who's sent a message, and we just greatly appreciate it. And
and you better thank your wing back for coming up the field and sticking the ball in the net.
Did you one see? Of the best finishes ever.
Did you see that coming, did you?
I don't think anyone saw it coming, not including myself.
Messi would be proud
of
that
one. It actually went in, and that was all that counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you outscore Niamh yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
You scored a goal.
I did so.
Typical wing back, doesn't know the value of a goal. Good stuff. Will you stay with us for 2 more minutes, because I have to take a quick break, and we'll wrap up the show for the two of you and Billy, but for now we'll take a quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, live from the Kerry Ladies Team Homecoming in Killarney, with thanks to Lee Strand. Congratulations to the Kerry team and management on their fantastic victory from everyone at Lee Strand, official milk of Kerry Ladies Football.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now you're very welcome back to Radio Kerry Terrace Talk, coming to you live from the Glebe Car Park, and what a special occasion it is. We welcome Brendan Martin back, and we're in the company of Aoife Delane, the best goal scorer ever in an All-Ireland final. We'll put that up there, and other people can debate that one, but we'll put it there. And Niamh Carmody, who gave one of the best speeches, maybe? How nervous were you in the speech?
I was actually vibrating. I suppose I got the chance to go over it with the girls the night before, and fortunately I was able to actually use it. It was just great to get up the Hogan steps.
What's that moment like? Because you're representing the county, you're representing the team, the management, the struggles, the good times, the bad times. You're the face of that. I mean, you're the person that's going to be on that. But it is, as Louise said earlier, it's the team and the whole lot and that. But somebody has to pinch you along the way and say, geez, that's kind of me up there.
It's just I suppose the whole experience yesterday was a bit surreal. Once the final whistle went, to be, I suppose, the captain that went up the Hogan steps to collect Brendan Martin for the first time in 31 years was it was an incredible moment personally, and again, I'm just so, like, incredibly proud to be even associated with the girls. Like, they're just such a phenomenal bunch, and to just get it to do that together was just incredible.
Is Jim Garvey going to give you a bonus now, is he?
I just hope he gives me the next 2 weeks off.
There you go, Jim Garvey. If you're listening out there, 2 weeks. We'll hope 2 weeks. We'll ask for a month and we'll hope for 2 weeks.
And we'll hope for two weeks. That's
a couple
it.
Of long weekends and the whole lot.
A couple of months.
Well, you have to go back to training the whole lot. We won't talk about next year the whole lot, because you have to enjoy this moment, and that's the most important thing. A word for the crowd this evening. I mean, when you got off that bus?
We got off that bus like it was just, again, like something magical. I mean, the crowd of people, I don't think we were expecting it. Like, we obviously knew there was going to be a good turnout, but the turnout that was here this evening was just incredible, and we really want to thank everyone for the support that they've offered us throughout the year, and especially yesterday and today. They were just incredible, and we're very appreciative of it.
Did you make it to Temple Street today, did you?
We did, yeah. That was an incredible experience, all right, this morning.
Talk about that. I mean, it's one of the things that there's giving back in it and the whole lot, but when you bring the Brendan Martin and that's the Kerry Crest, you're the Kerry girls, what was that like?
Yeah, look, the whole experience was incredible. The staff up there are incredible to us. You know, they were able to talk us through just the different wards, and all the kids were just delighted to see us, and I think just to be able to offer a small bit of happiness to those kids that are struggling and going through so much every day, it was an incredible thing to just contribute to, because
is amazing.
It just puts things in perspective.
Absolutely. I mean, they were sport yesterday. This is the other side of sport, and we all live in the whole world. Aoife, final question for you. There's surely another couple of good old years in you, is there?
Oh yeah, please God. I'm only 22. This is my fourth season in with the seniors, so please God, I'll have a...
And the reason I asked that question, I know you're 22 because you were reminded, but you're there a long time, 4 years. I mean, and even we look at Hannah. Hannah was there since 2017. She's 23. A lot of these players are kind of at the other age of Niamh Carmody, the lower age, but there's a lot of them there.
I'm a broom.
Look, it's an incredibly young team. Like, it is crazy. And I think we're, like, as the younger, say, members of the team, we're very privileged to come in and have these girls to look up to, like Niamh Carmody, Louise Niverhertig, Lorraine Scanlon, Cott Lynch. I'm going to miss a few now, so I won't even keep naming them. But we're very, very privileged to look up to these crowd in there.
Well, fair play, because there's loads of boys and girls out there going to be looking up to you over the next number of years. I mean, you're fantastic ambassadors. What you've done is incredible. And do you know what? It's done on behalf of all the years that we didn't win as well. All those fantastic players that kind of put their shields down and tried the hardest they could to get there. It's incredibly hard. You got over the line, and hopefully to see that you'll inspire another generation. Fair play to you. Enjoy the night tomorrow night. Enjoy your 2 weeks off.
Please, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time we have a big bus inside in the Glebegar Park.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for this evening.
Year.
That's the show. Big thank you to Keane, Beck and Ivan as well, and all our guests and the whole lot. We'll leave you with something special.
Thanks, Ed.
It began in a small field in Ballinbeog in 1976 between the townlands of Ballybeg and Ballydavid in Littleton in County Tipperary, when Mary Gearney collected the Brendan Martin Cup for the first time. The game, played in front of just 60 people, ignited an appetite within the county for ladies football. And while there was plenty of dark days to follow along the way for both club and county, it was the amazing volunteers that kept the clubs going and ensured that the light remained burning as the Kerry ladies took to the national stage once again in 1982. They went a step further, defeating Offaly in that dark of darkest years for Kerry football. Mick Fitzgerald played the pipe as he gathered the best, and the best were assembled. In 83, it was two in a row, defeating Wexford in the picturesque village of Kilchielan. A year later, the village of Temahoe came to a standstill as Kerry made it three in a row. 5 points, just enough to see off Leitrim. When Ambrose lifted Sam, not many knew that Bridget lifted Brendan, as the homemade sandwiches were shared between the teams. A year later, in 85, a historic first, as Parky Queeve was the first step to national recognition, as Brendan Martin was retained once again. This time up, 5,000 people gathered as the message began to get out. Siobhan Toomey made the speech, and with it, a reward of a front page photo in the local newspaper. And as the drought began for Kerry's men, it was a time of feasting for the ladies, as Croke Park became home for a wonderful generation of footballers. Wexford, Westmead, Laois would all fall to Kerry as they made it 7 in a row. Questions were asked. How many more left? Was there much left in the tank? The harshest critics, often from within. There was enough for another 2 quick runs up the road, as Kathleen Curran and Del White had yet to make their speeches. Then came Watford. After years of heartbreak, they got their turn with younger legs.